Wednesday, October 25th, 2017, we have flipped the script completely. We, of course, broke this 6 months ago. We have the video coming up. Roger Stone said that it was the Clinton campaign and the deputy FBI director that funded the Pissgate dossier. It's big breaking news today. Corey Feldman's come out against the pedophile elites and so much more, ladies and gentlemen. And the globalists are turning against the Clintons. It's all huge news. But first, revenge is sweet, as they made fun of us for being Russian agents. And now it's blown up in their face because they were the ones on the payroll.
Activate Comrade Jones, phase two. Yes. Understand. Да. Все идет по плану. Можете рассчитывать на меня. Да.
This morning, the Washington Post reporting that a secret CIA report found Russia interfered in the U.S. election to help Donald Trump win.
That report is now fake. They admit that it's fake.
Russia. Greg, Russian cyber spying on the United States is not anything new or anything unknown, but it seems that this takes it to an unprecedented level.
It's been a cozy relationship from the beginning.
I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.
Donald Trump and Alex Jones.
The nation and all of our freedoms hang by a thread. And the military apparatus of this country is about to be handed over to scum who are beholden to scum.
Yes, but Hillary
Russian
got defeated.
Scum.
So it didn't.
You got all that?
Not for my programming.
I was in there, they took me in the dark hole and went by blue sky.
Активация программа Альфа Браво Гоблин.
Mr. Jones! Oh, yes, my comrade. Comrade.
What's your report?
Putin, I don't know.
Mr. Jones, you've been activated. This is very important.
Yeah, comrade.
You've done your job so well. The first part of our mission is accomplished. Mr. Trump is in the office soon. We have to build the wall. We have to bring the jobs back. We have to build the economy and family.
Yes, defeat the Americans. Defeat the Americans. Stop the tranny bathrooms. Yes, yes.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
Oh, now let me tell you. Some of it is good, some bad. They loved Hillary, so beautiful and pure. And we turned them from the beautiful angel to the devil. I'm sorry. I was in America. I learned that Hillary was good.
No, we have to continue to do our mission.
But comrade, he will get angry. They learned that our top agent is Tucker Carlson, the
yes.
congressman.
Yes.
The congressman on TV, on the Fox
it's
News.
Okay.
Expose us.
You're carrying water for the Kremlin.
I'm not carrying water for the Kremlin. You're a sitting member of Congress on the Intel Committee, and you can't say they hacked.
You're gonna have to move your show to RT Russian television because
you know what?
This is perfectly beneath
your office because it's so dumb and you're being duplicitous.
Our programs are moving forward to cut the taxes and to allow the Americans to breathe again, and the program is working to contain the collapse of the United States so it does not fall to globalism, and the report is continuing to not fund radical jihadis and other evils, and the report is continuing to let the families actually raise their children and not give them the vaccines and lower their IQs. We are destroying America as planned. We are doing well, and it's wrong because Hillary is an angel.
It's also what happens when you listen to the radio host, Alex Jones. I don't know what happens in somebody's mind or how dark their heart must be.
I began to realize that she is an angel, and she wants to help me.
No, you've got to be sent for reprogramming. Hillary,
not reprogramming. Not reprogramming.
All right.
No, Hillary. Hillary, save me, Bobby.
Russian scum.
Now, I was sent for reprogramming, and this is the result you're about to see right now.
We pledge allegiance to Comrade Putin and his great minion, Donald J. Trump, to make America great again. We pledge this plan to destroy the Americans, to save their economy and their people and their border and their military. Hail Putin! Hail Russia! We will never surrender!
Здравствует Россия и Америка!
Yes!
За дружбу народов!
Yes, that is the KGB plan! Ha ha ha! Well done, comrade! We'll show the Americans!
Make America great again. That will show them.
You've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
waging war on corruption.
All right, you are in go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
For about 18 years, people thought I was a fearmonger. They said I was trying to scare people. And I even learned that the globalists thought that I was somewhat of a joke because they thought, oh, he'll just scare the public for us. Those that are actually awake will just be scared by Jones because our plan is so horrible that those that can actually face it will just be intimidated to shut up. And so leave Jones alone. Back at a time where they could have killed me and it wouldn't have been that big a deal. But now, you see, we understand that my gut was always right. I just went with my instincts. There was no calculation. It was justice be done, though the heavens may fall. If I know something bad's happening, if there's a wildfire coming, like we have here in Central Texas on a routine basis, and it's burning down thousands of houses, and my house is in the way, I evacuate in case the fires get to my house. About 4 or 5 years ago, there were horrible wildfires all around Central Texas, and one got within about a half mile of my house. And I just said, let's go into town and stay at the Four Seasons with my wife and children. And they ended up fighting it and stopping it, but I just wasn't going to sit there with one road out with a fire coming in when I lived out in the hill country. If you know a dam breaks 50 miles up the river, and you know in a couple hours it's going to get there and flood your town, it's not fear-mongering to go knock on neighbors' doors and say, let's do something about this. It's taking corrective action. And yeah, it's crazy that they're putting vaccines into the population designed to hurt people. It's crazy they know GMO by the third generation and every mammal study causes super freakazoid deformities in 90% or more. It's scary to know they've had clones and human-animal clones for at least 30 years, but it's admitted, so we're going to cover it, and it is scary. But we're not just covering it to scare people. We're covering it because I believe in you, and I believe when you're actually faced with a problem, you're going to take action. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the last 4 years, I've been a lot more positive. Because when I go out on the streets of America, or the streets of England, or the streets of Mexico, or the streets of Honduras, or the streets of Italy, or the streets of Spain, or the streets of Scotland, I can't walk 20 feet without people shaking my hand. It's not about Alex Jones. It's about understanding as a litmus test, as a sensor, as a probe, that you're a private person. People don't know who you are. By the way, that's a great value. I have stuck myself in the middle of this like a weather vane. Like a fuel gauge. And I have sampled the public's will. And about 4 years ago, it happened. We went from probably one person out of 20 people knowing who I was to one out of three or four to now 50-50 and almost all of them agreeing with me. I don't need polls. I can walk down the street. So if the madman Alex Jones is incredibly popular with most people, what does that say about the globalists? It means they're done. If my ham-fisted assault on the globalists with your help, 99% of it is you, the audience, and this crew, I'm just one focal point of somebody that doesn't care what the crowd said, who doesn't care about peer pressure, and knew I was right because the globalists wrote books and documents admitting the plan. They were so arrogant. They thought you were in such a trance. They thought you were so asleep that you'd never wake up. But now we're entering the season of awakening. Bannon calls it the season of war. We've been waging the information war for decades. And InfoWars only picked up where people like Barry Goldwater and Ron Paul and others, like the John Birch Society, started. So I'm just the wave before the big wave you're now seeing, and an even bigger wave's coming. Waves so big, they're unstoppable. It's called the Renaissance. And the globalists need to stand down and need to get on their knees before the will of the people and the common sense of the species and say no to the eugenics operation and no to the New World Order and no to the Satan worship and the transhumanism and all of it. And you need to understand that we will destroy you. You're never going to get your Godhead. You're never going to worship your God of AI. You're never going to cross the Jordan River. You're never going to enter the promised land. You're not supposed to enter the promised land. You're devil worshipers. You're fallen. You're going to be consumed in your own spirit. You need to understand that. And I know you know that. That's why you want to take us with you. And it's not going to happen. You understand? And I know those of you that are really turned over to pure evil understand that you're not going to give up. You can't. You're totally enslaved. But for your minions and other people seeking power, let me explain something to you. You bet on Satan's team, you lose. And you lose big. They've sold this idea of God being some type of candy ass and Christians being wimps. And the whole world's about to find out that's not the case and that's not how it works. People with discernment have way more knowledge of evil than the darkest practitioners of Satanism. But I'm not saying that with some type of pride in it. I know I'm fallen because I have that knowledge. I have the knowledge of good and I have the knowledge of evil. You people only have the knowledge of evil. And that's why you run around inventing new wickedness. And like roaches running from the sun, you run from those of us that are pointed at God. Now, that said, the enemy is going to launch counteroffensives. And while they prepare Antifa and by any means necessary and Black Lives Matter for massive terror attacks coming up November 4th, and before then, as we've already seen, it's important to understand that the media is simultaneously saying, I made it all up, and it isn't real, because they don't want you to be aware of what's going on and what's happening. It's all imploding, just like we broke down. The elites are turning on the Clintons. They realize that as a symbol, they're killing the Democratic Party. Every day that they keep Pelosi and Maxine Waters and the Clintons as their standards, as their signets, as their logos, as their symbols, every day that they keep them in place is doing more damage than you or I could ever do to them. So that's why there's a civil war within the Democratic Party. There is an insurrection within the Republican Party. And it's why you've seen four top Republicans resign in just the last month. And then the media spins it like Flake. Senator Flake is on a kamikaze mission. Well, we know how that ended for the Empire of Japan. The old gray ghost, the Lexington, is still docked on the Texas coast. He didn't go to the bottom of Davy Jones's locker. He didn't go to the bottom in Vietnam either. And we're not going to the bottom. The globalists are going to the bottom. That's where they deserve to go. So, that said, ladies and gentlemen, we told you here almost a year ago, we're going to play the video coming up, that it was the FBI director and the Clinton campaign, that deputy director, that financed the fake Russian pissgate that didn't even really come from Russians.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Big Brother. Mainstream. mainstream media. Government cover us. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. President Trump doesn't release classified information until it's legally and lawfully supposed to be released, and he's set to release the JFK information. The deadline is Thursday evening at midnight, so we should have that Friday morning, and we'll be covering that here. But earlier, if you just joined us, I was talking about betting on the American people not being cowards and betting right. The globalists thought that I was going on air talking about all this horrible stuff they're doing, that that would intimidate people. Well, yeah, it's going to intimidate cowards and idiots, but people that want to know about a problem and want to fix it because they care about themselves, their family, their children, and the future, they're going to take action. And yeah, the globalists thought they'd get away with being so outrageous, so criminal, so evil, so twisted, so over the top, that it would just be so horrible what they were doing that normal people just couldn't wrap their minds around it. Just like when they, you know, dig into somebody's backyard and find 30 bodies of children. And then the police raid the house and there's videotapes of little kids getting tortured. And even grown men sometimes get so depressed they commit suicide. Just having to watch these videos. It gets so depressing. Because it's not some horror movie, you know, where they make a joke out of it. It's the real deal. But you know what? You got to admit that stuff's going on to stop it. Oh, notice the so-called Vegas shooter's brother just got arrested on child porn charges. What a nasty, nasty family. What a nasty group of people. We've looked into them. Wow. Yeah, we're not getting the full story, are we? No, they admittedly are covering it up. Because they told the president that it was an ISIS operation, which it was connected to, from our information, and that it was to trigger mass attacks all over the country. But really, it was Antifa and leftist deep state sheep-dipping the operation through ISIS and Antifa cutouts in case they got caught. They thought they would then just leave it nebulous and project it onto gun owners. Oh, but the good guys in the FBI leaked the info, and we blew the operation wide open day one, October 2nd. And now you're discredited again. Just like we've been telling you day one that it was the FBI deputy director and the Democratic Party and the deep state that went after Trump with the PP gate thing that they now admit is totally fake. Well, I can tell you that from knowing folks, not just Stone, but people that have known Trump for, I don't know, somebody that's known Trump for 50 years. He's a one-woman guy, and he is a total neat freak and a clean freak. And he's super nice to the woman he's with, but if they turn on him, he's gone. That's why he's been married, what, three times? So Donald Trump, ladies and gentlemen, is the opposite of somebody that wants random hookers to urinate on him. And now it's all fake. CNN labeled Trump a conspiracy theorist for suggesting Dems funded P-Gate dossier. That's up on Infowars.com today. And guess what? Trump has been proven completely and totally, absolutely right. If you go to DrudgeReport.com, you'll notice there's two of our stories up there today. It's now been confirmed that the Democratic Party wisely is turning on the Clintons and the old guard that people absolutely hate. I mean, you couldn't have a worse poster child than Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton. And Harvey Weinstein. You know, why don't you get Jabba the Hutt in there while you're at it and sprinkle in some, you know, secret devil sauce or something. Would you buy a used car? Would you let Bill Clinton babysit your children? No, I think, or Hillary. Case closed. I mean, these arrogant, narcissist loon bags don't understand. There's the door. Get out of it 100 years ago. You've always been hated. You were force-fed on the American people, and we're done with you. And then you've got HW, you know, I was told a story about HW by some buddies that were in a certain fraternity at UT, a certain elite fraternity. And one time they were out in Midland, and they were staying at the Bush House. And they thought it was kind of cute that HW grabs every woman's butt that comes in the room, basically, and men's butts. But they said he was, like, super nice. It's like kind of his handshake. I never told that story. But, yeah, it's kind of like Hollywood where they grab your genitals, too. But there you go. He now is apologizing. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush apologized after actress claims he sexually assaulted her from his wheelchair in his photograph with his wife, Barbara, standing by his side. Well, that's what H.W. does. And believe me, if you went through the stuff he went through at Skull and Bones, that's just him being friendly. He's a really old, wicked person. And his father was the main bag man for the Nazis in South America and Central America and Texas and Connecticut. And so that's why they're so powerful, they're so rich. They got most of the Nazi wealth under them. They are trillionaires, ladies and gentlemen. Little Bush secret that only Texans really know, but a lot of it's been declassified. And that's what he does, is he grabs women by the butt, and he grabs men by the butt and tells them, you have a really nice rear end. And I think I'm going to stop right there. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's who these guys are. People are like, oh, Alex jumped on the bandwagon about sexual assault, you know, once it all came out. You know, I'm not lessening it. And I get how if you're working for somebody and they're doing it, it's wrong and it's torture, basically, and it's humiliating. When I got grabbed by three different directors and producers, because they, one of them had been a director too, you know, when you're there and you feel manly and tough, they were victimizing me, but I didn't take it like I was being victimized. I was like, slap their hand away and like, what are you doing? And ha ha ha, it's just a joke. But that's what they do in Hollywood, is they grab you. Just like Crocodile Dundee, you know, checks the tranny. And he's seen so many trannies, and he can't tell if they're women or not, because, you know, they are attractive looking for, you know, men. He grabs them to see, you know, okay, I'm going to make sure you're actually a woman. But see, that's Crocodile Dundee. What's Hollywood telling you? That is the handshake. I'm not telling you I even got abused. I'm not lessening it either. I'm just telling you, I don't come off like super tough, but I don't come off like a cream puff either, you know? I mean, I'm kind of like a gorilla. And if grown men will grab a gorilla's ding ding, excuse my French, then imagine what they're doing to little women. And that's what the chauffeurs and everybody reporting now. Weinstein would jump on top of these 100-pound actresses. He likes really petite women. And underage reportedly is coming out. And just basically jump on them like a walrus and try and rape them. So when we come back, we got Roger Stone basically laying out who was really behind the PP Gate dossier. And now that's being confirmed and more on the other side of this quick break. Newswars.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be back as we watch the fall of the globalist.
This transmission, you are the resistance. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
So, I made the bet that the American people weren't cowards, that they were just asleep. And then if we expose the fact that a foreign multinational corporate combine was constructing a private global corporate government whose ultimate plan was merging with AI computers, becoming gods, but first exterminating the majority of the public. Just yesterday, and I meant to cover it, I only mentioned it. Will you guys give me that article? Thank you. Elon Musk, the super genius billionaire engineer, came out and said, I'm sick of the establishment saying they're going to live forever and merge with AI, and that is the salvation of Earth. There it is. Elon Musk is worried about people who talk about AI gods. The New York Times attacked me for Endgame. Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And they said, Jones is insane and believes that the elite believe they're going to live forever and merge with AI. The film has the quotes from their publications saying it. Now, people then go, well, they'll never realize that dream. Okay, maybe you're right. The point is, they're crazy. I'm not the crazy one telling you these people are doing this. And then I get mad when folks only care about baseball and football. And then look at me like I'm a kook because I actually read what the shadow government is doing. I mean, it's like science and information becomes magic or voodoo or something, and you tell people about stuff, and they think you're like trying to show off because you're showing interest in them. I'm showing interest in you because we're in this together. Now, we knew day one that it was the Clintons and the Democratic Party working with Jeb Bush once he got eliminated in the primaries. Hillary and Jeb were both in single digits, but didn't matter. Hillary and the Democrats were so corrupt, they just took the nomination from Sanders publicly. And so we've always broken down that it was the FBI, the Justice Department, and the Clintons, and that's now all in the news today. And we also know that from British intelligence, from Ted Malik and others that talked to these folks, and I have other sources that have talked to him as well, high-level MI5 and MI6, that the dossier was completely fake, but also that it was U.S. intelligence and mercenary groups, and I use that in the popular vernacular, and I'm not saying that actual contractors are mercenaries because they're working for the U.S. government and they believe what they're doing. I think that's an unfair assessment of at least the groups that work for the U.S. They were involved. And when I tell you that people like Eric Prince were involved in some of the leaks, the globalists and the Clintons, they already know that. So if people ask me, well, why are you more friendly towards, you know, Blackwater and all the rest of it, it's because that group helped get the intel out that helped put President Trump in to help turn the country around. So people need to know who has been involved. And it was a lot of groups getting the information out. I mean, it was the Secret Service giving us the information that she has convulsions every 45 minutes and drives around in a black, basically camouflage. That's camouflage. Think of camouflage as green and or gray and different splotches. No, camouflaged, a clandestine ambulance, a black van. And sure enough, within a week of us getting the intel, there were reports of her in medical tents, and a week before she collapsed in New York, our own Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz got footage of her for an hour inside a medical tent with emergency stretchers going in. It looked like a beehive, you know, and got hit with a baseball bat, and she fell down like those towers did on 9/11. Very archetypal, very metaphysical, very spiritual. That's how God lets you know this is real. Little things like that. So we're here. And the Clintons are going down. And, you know, I love seeing them start to go down. I love seeing the Bush dynasty start to go down. But at the same time, man, the longer they keep those people up there, the longer that that's the face of the Democratic and Republican Party, the better. Because we're just winning. We've been swinging for the fences and knocking grand slams every time we get up to bat. And it is a good time to be alive, folks. So here is Roger Stone, January of this year, here in studio, talking about the providence of the Peepee Gate, as it's known. Complete and total fiction, now confirmed. And it's mainstream news, the consortium of Jeb Bush, the deputy FBI director, and the Clintons all kind of passing the dossier around like you'd pass around a $2 whore. and then, you know, just a little bit of secret sauce on top from the FBI to make it look like it had providence, and then say 17 agencies unanimously say that, you know, at night Trump's wearing hammer and sickle underwear and a Russian cap on his head. Here it is.
The acting director McCabe it would be a disaster. This is a guy who...
His wife gave $600,000 to the Democrats.
Well, no. It's twofold here. He first of all, wanted to use taxpayer money to pay for the phony dossier on Donald Trump. And she got $700,000 through Terry McAuliffe for a state Senate race in Virginia, which was the payoff for not prosecuting Hillary, for not recommending the prosecution.
Sure, and I saw that, but then I saw reports that they've given big to Democrats.
I don't know their wealth.
So, get today's news 10 months before InfoWars. The standard of cutting edge, deep analysis, deep sources. Now, let's go to the BBC program. Well, I've been on this guy's show, and we've got Ted Malik on there talking more about this general constellation of information. He's going to be joining us, former head of the Davos Group, next hour to talk about the accelerating demise of the New World Order. Here we go.
Is this damaging Donald Trump?
I think quite the opposite, actually.
Why is that?
To his advantage. I mean, yesterday, it was an incredible news conference, press conference. And he comes out the winner. He looks confident. He looks robust. He defends himself. And he actually proves that the news media, at least some part of it, is trying to delegitimize his presidency, his election. And it's doing it by the use of fake news.
If it's not fake news, no. And we don't know,
Let me tell you what the British intelligence told me this morning.
Okay.
This person, who they know, who was an MI6...
This is Mr. Steele.
It is Christopher Steele. Was also an FBI asset at one point in time, so he has intelligence background, but he was paid by the people that you mentioned who were working for Jeb Bush in order to discredit him. The Democrats took over the contract, as you said. He kept adding to the dossier and using information given to him by the FSB in Russia, most of it fabricated. The more he put into the dossier, the more he got paid. So he made a sensationalist dossier as fat as possible, just like your lawyer charges you more billable hours in order to get paid more.
You said most of it fabricated. Mm. What bit wasn't fabricated?
I don't know what's fabricated and what's not. Obviously,
so you don't know if most of it's fabricated?
Well, I mean, the stuff that we've read, the salacious stuff that we've read...
But some of it might be true.
Well, it is true that Mr. Trump was in Moscow.
For the Miss Universe contest.
Well, you know, these kinds of things are true, is what I'm suggesting.
Okay.
Right to Rise pack is the one that paid for it. It ties into Seth Rich, all of it. Wow, how the mighty have fallen, Babylon, in 1 hour. They will try to counterstrike, and November 4th coming up, they're planning massive terror attacks nationwide. I say if the leftist groups do execute this, they all need to be dealt with swiftly. When I grow up, I want to defend the species, go to the next level. I want to take on the psychopaths and Satanists, and I want to break them. I want to destroy them, because I have a hunger to see them fall. You're not going to take us down. We're going to kick you down in the gutter, God's help. We now take you live.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Just tuned in. I felt like we ought to have champagne, and I'm not a champagne man myself, but I am on special occasions. I felt like we ought to be down at the local liquor store getting Dom Perignon, because the globalists are being routed everywhere, and it's turning from a stumbling route to just a headlong. Before we can even get to them, they're just throwing themselves off cliffs. I mean, woo! It is good, and it is nice, And it is enjoyable to watch this happen. I mean, that old snaggletooth piranha, that old devil Hillary, that old snaggletooth, thinking she was going to be able to absolutely dominate and take full control of all civilization and beat God and show everybody how dominant she was, but she's nothing but a lying sack of garbage, cowardly little rat. That other scum put in power because she was sycophantic. And then they died, and she knew where the bodies were buried so she could flutter around like a little vampire bat. Your expiration date's way up, lady. You're a big old bucket of rotten milk. Somebody pissed in, excuse me. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Elites move to sacrifice Clintons, just like Weinstein. It's up on Infowars.com. We should probably even add my video to this where I talked about this a few weeks ago. I said, you watch. They're getting ready to throw them overboard. Corey Feldman announces plan to expose Hollywood pedophile network. We're going to get to that video coming up. There is just so much going on here. And you've got all these Republican senators that vote with the Democrats, and you've got that arrogant Jeff Flake that, again, just a month ago, I showed this video of him hanging out with the other rhinos and laughing and smiling and putting on a confidence game and bad-mouthing Trump. And I said, you watch, he's going to either not run for re-election or he's going to lose because they know everyone hates him with their own polling numbers. And they know that they're completely out of fashion and that they can't engage in the election fraud they could before because Trump's got a federal task force out with other private watchdogs now watching the polls. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's bad, folks. It's bad for these scumbags. And they don't know what to do now. And their little terror attack that killed all those innocent people. We put a fly in that soup day one. Blew your kettle of fish sky high, didn't we? Not going to let you put out that lie and hang that around the American people's neck when you little turkeys pulled that. They realize now they're surrounded. They're not surrounding us. We're surrounding them. And what are they going to do? As it all comes out, they were on the Russian and Chinese payroll. What did Newt Gingrich say? He was on Fox. We played the clip yesterday. He goes, we need to investigate the Chinese and the Saudi Arabians and the EU and the Russians. Yes, let's have a national level committee hearings and let's have the agencies do that because there's a group that's had their legs spread up behind their ears and the American peoples so the globalists could gang rape this country. And they're called the Democratic Party. And so what they feared most was all their sellouts. That's what globalism is selling your country out. They knew that all of this was coming. They knew all of this was happening. And they tried to project it on us. Oh, no, there's an insurrection. Oh, no, they're taking the country back. Oh, no, no one listens to us anymore. What do we do? Just accuse them of everything we've done. And I know you know that, but it's all coming out. And all they can do is have Huffington Post writers throw Russian flags at the president. Like, I want to play that clip. Last night we went out to a restaurant. I thought it was pretty good, called Russian House. I obnoxiously wore my red, white, and blue handkerchief just as a joke. But this is such an amazing time to be alive. And to watch them try to spin this now is absolutely hilarious. To try to spin Arizona Jeff Flake announces he will not seek re-election for U.S. Senate, and then CNN spins it. Jeff Flake just flew a kamikaze mission against Donald Trump. Yeah, him quitting is a sign he doesn't like the party and Trump. No, it's that he's a loser, that he's a fraud, that his voting record's a joke, and that their days of globalism and screwing this country over unopposed are over. So we're going to get to more of that in a moment, but here's a little joke video. The video is more powerful than the audio. You can go to my Twitter, Real Alex Jones. I tweeted it out. This is a little joke video we shot last night there, surrounded by the Russian and Soviet era festoonery. So here it is.
We pledge allegiance to Comrade Putin and his great minion, Donald J. Trump, to make America great again. We pledge this plan to destroy the Americans, to save their economy and their people and their border and their military. Hail Putin! Hail Russia! We will never surrender!
Здравствует Россия и Америка!
Yes!
За дружбу народов!
Yes, that is the KGB plan! Ha ha ha! Well done, comrades! We'll show the Americans!
That's good, isn't it? Just having fun with this ridiculous garbage. You know, I had a lot of family that was involved in the Cold War actions against the Russians. And, you know, it's really sad to realize that the same leftist globalist banks publicly, this is in the history books, financed the disease of communism and put it into Russia. And then used it as this other Christian force to fight while we were being destroyed by the very same ideology here. But see, all that is coming to a big, screeching halt. Briefly here, it's so simple. George Soros-affiliated groups are suing me, and I'm not going to get into all of it, and they're suing Roger Stone. I mean, a group founded by Obama, and, it causes issues. Now, I could get private equity money from four or five groups that have offered it to us, but then there's all the legalities of that. And if I have to, I mean, I will. It's just that I can still control my message, but I'd rather just completely do it in-house selling products. But they are trying to destroy us. And I fight back. That's why I'm hiring more people, more crew, great people, amazing folks. I'm going to try to hire Red Pill Black. She's amazing. All this. But I need money. Because I'm looking at the budget. I've not paid myself this year. I'm not complaining about that. I put some money away just so I can handle lawsuits and, you know, deal with stuff. But for me, wealth is about a car that runs good, shelter, not having to worry about money. But money's not my God. It's the globalist God. They want to make us all poor so they can control us that way. I want to make us all wealthy and successful and independent, but also altruistic and chivalrous. I need funding. And if you'll just commit to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and sign up for auto ship on things like coffee and supplements and things, you know, the multivitamins and all the rest of it. And just get high quality products at very, very affordable prices. I mean, in many cases, we have products that are sold also on Amazon that we private label. And we're selling them for 50% less than they're selling the very same colloidal silver that's sold on Amazon and in Whole Foods, now owned by the same guy. And it is top of the line colloidal silver. At $19.95, it's $4 less than Whole Foods sells it. At $9.95, it's just over the top good deal. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 50% off retail right now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And if you just make the decision to go get a CNN's fake news t-shirt or a Molon Labe t-shirt, that way you just meet like-minded people but don't get hit in the head with a lead pipe by a so-called liberal. And we got shirts that are, you know, stealth shirts to write up to, you know, in their face shirts. We got it all. A bunch of different variants of Don't Tread on Me. There's a new yellow Don't Tread on Me. We should put on the front page. It's so gorgeous. There's just a lot of great products. We got Kathy Griffin cutting Trump's head off, saying CNN's terrorist organization. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And we've ended the 50% off on BrainForce, but it's still a great product at the regular price. We got 50% off Silver Bullet right now, 50% off Anthroplex. Oh, what an amazing product. 50% off Winter Sun. Now's the time to get that. The best vitamin D3 out there, take it under the tongue. Super organic, concentrated, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. And there's free shipping on all orders, $50 or more, and there's 10% off when you sign up for auto ship, cancel any time, and you freeze it at whatever the discount price was as well. We'll be back with hour number two with the former head of the Davos Group. Stay with us.
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I can't believe how far we've come. You can feel the tides turned just the last week. We've got to be good people. There's still so much corruption, so much bad. We're still facing the machines. We're facing the AI. The fact that we're starting to shed ourselves of this group of just absolute vicious, satanic, criminal pedophiles that just want to hurt people is it just shows we're awake and got the face sucker already on us, off of us, partially. We've kind of pulled it off our face and we're missing an eye and missing our cheek. And you know, but you know what? It feels so good to get it off us, even though it's still in our arm. It's trying to eat our arm right now. It's still like we came this far. So it's kind of like that. We'll pull it off and yeah, you lose an eye, you lose part of your face, but that can probably get fixed. But it's off you because you look and your children are in the room and it was going to get them. And that's when you don't have any fear anymore, except the fear of failure. But I'm telling you, it's the fact that we can't admit how evil the globalists are and how ruthless they are that's gotten them to this point. If we'll just admit how horrific it is, if we'll just understand that ethics are about protecting ourselves as well. These evil people think getting rid of ethics is cool and fun and that it's, you know, neat to do whatever you want. You get rid of the doors on the submarine. You get rid of the bulkheads on the spaceship. The wavelength telling us to kill ourselves is not human. And it's not cool. And whatever this experiment is, it's real. It's not simulated. And you're part of it. And it's so fantastical. Why would you care what other people thought about you? Why would you care whether you had a crappy car or a new car? Why would you care about anything when you're on a planet orbiting a big, giant nuclear explosion and you don't know where we came from or what's going on? But you look at the purity of a man and a woman together and a child and life and all around us and just the incredible intelligence that built all this and then gave us consciousness and gave us free will and gave us the stars. This is all for us. The whole thing, folks. We can transmit out into space forever. And they're getting some signals back by other folks with their tinker toys. Because, see, my gut tells me this is kind of like a race. See, this is just the start. This is just level one. That's what it is, isn't it? Level one. And are we going to pass level one? You pass level one. That little G, that goes up to big G. And then you realize you're really a little G when you're standing next to the big G, the original gangster. And the dumbass devil can't even take control of us, but thinks he's got control of God. What a loser. A cosmic loser. All right, Ted Malik, former board member, board head of the Davos Group, been an insider, but fighting the globalists from the beginning. Coming up.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at
is this damaging?
Yeah, that's a story.
Is this damaging Donald Trump?
I think quite the opposite, actually.
Why is that?
He's used it to his advantage. I mean, yesterday, it was an incredible news conference, press conference. And he comes out the winner. He looks confident. He looks robust. He defends himself. And he actually proves that the news media, at least some part of it, is trying to delegitimize his presidency, his election, and it's doing it by the use of fake news.
If it's not fake news, no. And we don't know, and we don't know.
Let me tell you what the British intelligence told me this morning.
Okay.
This person, who they know, who was an MI6...
This is Mr. Steele.
It is Christopher Steele. Was also an FBI asset at one point in time, so he has intelligence background, but he was paid by the people that you mentioned who were working for Jeb Bush in order to discredit him. The Democrats took over the contract, as you said. He kept adding to the dossier and using information given to him by the FSB in Russia, most of it fabricated. The more he put into the dossier, the more he got paid. So he made a sensationalist dossier, as fat as possible, just like your lawyer charges you more billable hours in order to get paid more.
You said most of it fabricated. Mm. What bit wasn't fabricated?
I don't know what's fabricated and what's not. Obviously,
so you don't know if most of it's fabricated?
Well, I mean, the stuff that we've read, the salacious stuff that we've read...
But some of it might be true.
Well, it is true that Mr. Trump was in Moscow.
For the Miss Universe contest.
Well, you know, these kinds of things are true, is what
right.
I'm suggesting.
Okay.
We've had anti-free market forces hijacking the West for the last 40, 50 years. And they're bad for business. And the fact that they don't like to see the West's success is their greatest downfall. They want to make people poor and stupid so their money's worth more. But really, doesn't that just make their money be worth less because they're ruling over a third world hellhole? Ted Malik has been at the top of governance at the World Economic Forum. He is the chairman and CEO of Global Fiduciary Governance, LLC, a leading strategy thought leadership company. And he's involved a lot of the top thinking going on at Yale University with the Spiritual Enterprise Institute. He's a research professor at Yale University. I'm not going to go over all his books and all his research. We'll talk about one of them we're selling at InfoWarsStore.com. Common Sense Business that everybody should read. It's a lot better than going and, you know, spending a couple of years getting a business degree. You can just read this. A lot of secrets that he's putting out, a true revolutionary act, because, you know, the real magician lets you know the tricks. So there you go, TedMalik.com. He joins us to talk about something he saw a decade ago as he began to break with the globalists. He thought it could end. I'm not speaking for him. He said this before. I'm just recapping. That globalism became a fraud. It wasn't about empowering people and stopping war. It was about building one giant worldwide North Korea, basically. And so he's been instrumental exposing it. Years ago, he said that the Davos man is dead, the New World Order is dead. Now, the Financial Times admits it, the New York Times admits it. So much has happened. And now we see Flake, the neocon rhino joke, resigning, not running for office again. We see it happening everywhere. That's five major Republicans. Every special election being lost by Democrats and establishment Republicans, we see referendums against the EU in Italy, two of them this year saying no to EU expansion. We see Austria. We see Catalonia moving away from the EU from its pressures. We see the referendums happening just all over the place where it makes the head spin. How fast? Not just Brexit, that first big domino that Ted Malik was instrumental with Nigel Farage and others in executing. And my parents were just there for 3 weeks in England visiting friends, and they just said it's on fire now that they're trying to take Brexit away from them. Well, that just makes the dog want that bone that much harder. So I don't want to be too positive, but let me tell you, we've gone from rack and ruin a decade ago to the Renaissance, I think, being reignited. Is that an accurate way to say it, Ted Malik? Because from Austria to the Czech Republic, just everywhere, people are saying no to corporate fascism, no to crony capitalism, yes to free market, yes to Renaissance.
Well, I like that word that you're using, Renaissance. I am hopeful that we are, frankly, at the very beginning with Brexit and with the Trump presidency and now what's happening in other places, particularly in Europe, but in other countries as well around the world, with a resonant, a new era of freedom entering the world. It's exciting that people can take back their governmental control, that they can participate in their economies. This book that you mentioned, I was writing here with Whitney McMillan, the former chairman and CEO of Cargill, the world's largest privately held company, a wonderful company, where companies themselves can begin to participate in this really market-based kind of freedom that I think has been unleashed. I mean, I'm just so excited. So is the stock market, frankly, about what President Trump is doing and how he's kicking the old bums out, getting rid of the grand old establishment, and taking over the Republican Party. So I'm, you know, like many of your viewers, I think, enthralled and enthused about the opportunities that are right on our doorstep.
And now that he is pragmatically delivering, this has gone from exciting to magic.
Well, it's happening. So you see that he's deregulating the administrative state, which makes it easier for business, and particularly small, medium-sized businesses, which have been burdened by this enormous cost of compliance and all the rules. And they have basically, you know, moved forward on a number of fronts. Now we've got to get this tax package done because the U.S. tax rate is uncompetitive and it needs to be put back to where it should be so that companies can actually make a profit. There's nothing wrong with the word profit. And that profit is going to, I mean, it's not going to trickle down. It's just going to permeate the entire society so that everyone that wants to work, and we should all want to work because that's the nature of our being as human beings. I heard the last few sentences in the segment before this. This is our telos. This is who we are. We have a purpose in this world, and part of that has to do with our engagement in work. And people can find now meaningful work. It'll be a very exciting period. I mean, this is Reagan all over again.
I agree, but now Trump hints at releasing what they call these disruptive technologies, and the word is DARPA, who again is just 50 years ahead of everybody. It's incredible what the U.S. developed with England and others. If they start deploying these disruptive technologies, I think that's really the answer.
Well, we are in a period of great disruption. The digital revolution is upon us. We are going to be living with more automation, more robots, more blockchain, more artificial intelligence, all of these things that are, you know, just at the tip of the tongue are frankly coming into being. And then the next 5 to 10 years, they're going to be part of our social experience, part of our reality. They're going to affect our lives and our working lives rather dramatically. So the question is not to be a Luddite and say, well, how can we keep these things?
But to be engaged and aware of it. I mean, aren't we entering a hyper
aware and be human about them? They're going to create all kinds of new opportunities. My daughter's majoring in biotechnology as a sophomore in university right now. I keep telling her every time I see her, you have no idea what you're going to be doing because it hasn't been invented yet. We live at an exciting time in the history of the human experience.
I think one of the most important positions isn't even really a name position, but is to be a true real-time futurist, analyzing technology as it happens, not just chasing the profit, but to actually analyze how it's all coming together. And I know they say the NSA is doing that, but it's not really being done. And so much of what we hear just out of Silicon Valley is just social justice crap. And it's like, what is this?
Well, Silicon Valley is an important place where a lot of invention takes place. There's a lot of creativity. Clearly, a lot of these important companies.
We got to go to break. Stay there, Ted Malik. What I'm asking is, why is Silicon Valley, that has its hand really on the pulse of the next level, so obsessed with communism and socialism when they're billionaires? I mean, I want to talk about that when we come back.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Common sense business principles for profitable leadership. More and more colleges, unless you're in engineering or legal stuff, are worthless degrees. But you can go out there and read books of people like Ted Malik and what he's been, you know, highly paid for around the world as a top leadership expert to major corporations. And he's basically giving you the keys to the kingdom in the book that I just finished reading last weekend. It's excellent information, available at InfoWarsStore.com. But I don't care where you get it. Just get the book, Common Sense Business. And then give it to your children. Give it to your neighbors. Give it to your friends. Donate it to the library, because they say that youth is wasted on the young. You got business secrets and life secrets, and you try to tell people this stuff, and it's just weird how when it's just being given to them, they don't seem to care when it's right in front of them. But I think we're coming out of that season of ignorance to a great extent and entering a new season of enlightenment, hopefully, speaking of Renaissance. But looking at Elon Musk coming out, Elon Musk is worried about people who talk of AI gods on the list of people who should absolutely not be allowed to develop digital superintelligence. And that's it. They're just worshiping the unknown, believing that they are failed and ugly, and these same globalists project their hate of themselves onto the public. And it's like a sociopath or a psychopath dreaming of the God gene or the Lazarus gene, or and believing we're obsolete, as many of these globalists say, and that somehow they'll be made whole when they find this Holy Grail, when we already have the Holy Grail. We're already alive. We're already here. We're already in the middle of this great experiment and realizing we have our lesser angels, our greater angels, and then deciding what we want to do is the free will. Instead, they're saying, no, you're an animal. It's all predestined, and just, you know, crawl in a hole and die, and it's all over. You don't have free will. I think it's quite satanic, and I agree with Elon Musk. So when I was getting into this Ted Malik, you know, this more metaphysical discussion, we're seeing contemporary victories against kind of the old state establishment, but isn't that just a stepping stone to having victory in our own minds? Because we do see this post-human attitude. I'm not against robots. I'm not against technology. We don't know where this is going to take us, as you said, but it's been decided that we're crap and that some new world, more human than human, is there, and that that's our salvation. That sounds like a cult to me. It sounds very dangerous.
Well, it would be very dangerous if we gave over our minds, our lives, our destiny to machines, or if we somehow believed that technology was the be-all and the end-all. Technology is in the service of mankind. We are not here to serve some god called technology. So we should always keep that in perspective. Even during this great period of the Renaissance, which you've been talking about, it was clearly a period of human flourishing. So it's all about the human being and our relationship with each other, our relationship with society, with civil society, critically with our own families. That's where Aristotle began. Obviously, it's the story of the long story of the drama of the Bible. And I think we should reread those classic works and not divorce ourselves from them in favor of some techno-science. But you were asking before about Silicon Valley. I just wanted to say a minute that I think that lots of startup companies are very exciting. A lot of creation, of course, is done in Silicon Valley. A lot of enterprise takes place there because of that ecosystem. Very, very unusual place, given the brain power, the universities, the capital, and, of course, all those firms that have grown up in that, you know, 50-mile region.
Why has the U.S. been so dominant?
There is no place, I mean, other places on the earth have tried to copy, but there's no other place, maybe outside of Boston or Austin, where you have some other smaller experiments of the same sort, where you have that same kind of ecosystem. It's very difficult to build. Those startups, those enterprises are unique, frankly, in human history. And of course, 8 out of 10 of them fail. We let them fail. There's money that's pumped into them. It's the exercise of building those enterprises, managing them, taking them public. A lot of them are very successful. Some of them become unicorns, billions and billions worth of value in individual companies. And it's at that point I have found, and I wonder if you would concur, that some of these CEOs then think themselves bigger than life, and they become almost, after all this capitalism, they become almost socialists in their orientation. And they want to either go the social justice route, or they want to use their companies in a very untoward way, not listening to their shareholders, and actually trying to propel some kind of social dream on the rest of the world.
I was about to say, and from my own research, a lot of it's guilt. But at the higher levels, they've got Foxconn factories with suicide nets. It really is crippling competition with socialism because they're a breakaway civilization and have escaped kind of to the Elysium fields, they think, and that they're just cold-bloodedly basically crippling any type of invention beneath them. I think it's an attempt to take the Promethean fire away that they themselves have already used.
Oh, it's a good analogy. And, you know, some of these companies become very involved in the globalist dream. They go to places like Davos and sit in all those cult movements and, you know, sing the evils of America, when in fact, without a place like Silicon Valley, they would have never been able to sit there in the first place.
Isn't it like hating your parents?
Thankful for what we have.
Isn't it like hating your parents? Like, you know, globalism came out of an idea of worldwide freedom, was taken over, as you know, it's obviously a lie, and it's almost like they're hating their parents.
Well, that's another a good sociological commentary. I've never hated my parents, so I don't have any
I never did personal, either, but that's a more modern thing. In fact, where does that come from?
Yeah, no, I mean, there's always this rejection of the immediate past or the revolutionary zeal of thinking that you can start with a clean slate or that everything that's been given to you is a mistake. And that
it's a prime arrogance. It's a prime arrogance to disregard those that came before you and the innovators. I mean, it really is a infantile behavior.
It's a kind of hubris, actually, to think that we can step out of this long chain of being. We are historical creatures.
Yes.
I mean, I personally love doing this ancestral research. So to find out about your parents and your grandparents and your parents' parents' parents and going back, you know, five, six, seven generations, it's rather fascinating just to see.
Because you realize you're basically the composite of them reliving those same dramas. It's amazing.
You are their DNA. Without those people contributing to you, you wouldn't be what you are.
It's amazing. We're like a composite clone.
To change that, I doubt we ever will.
How magic is that, though, Ted Malik? We're a composite clone of all these incredible people that loved each other and had passion together. That's magic. I mean, that is amazing. And they just, they act like that's a bad thing because they know that's the power.
I attended my son's wedding this last weekend. And my wedding toast to them in front of a few hundred people was to your children's children's children. So not only are we looking backwards, we're also as human beings very prospectively and with great joy looking ahead.
That's right. Who's the Roman god that looks forward and backward?
Or no, you got me on that one.
It'll pop my head in a minute, too. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And Ted Malik is riding shotgun with us. He's one of the former board members of the Davos Group that's been the most powerful globalist mouthpiece and organization for at least 15 years, still is. But it is kind of like Cornwallis walled up there at the end of the Revolutionary War, getting shelled 24/7. It's not doing too well. And I remember reading about Ted Malik 25 years ago, like Ted Malik of the Davos Group and the Aspen Institute. He's this evil globalist. And then I remember like 10 years ago seeing him in op-eds and articles saying, you know, globalism is screwing people and hurting nations and isn't about people and it's going to fail. And so it's just, that's what I'm saying. We tend to think of people that have been in the power structure as our enemies when you actually have to go see what they've actually done. And then we have to be ready promoting free market and success to win and take governments over and turn the tide, not be in this position of we're losers, we're victims. Because so many of the libertarian conservative movement aren't as bad as snowflakes, aren't as bad as SJWs, but they'll still be in everything's controlled and nothing can ever be good and we can never win. We're promoting John Wayne, Marilyn Monroe, and 57 Chevys and, you know, space travel and life extension and big swimming pools and having your own religion or not. I mean, that's a lot sexier than, say, Orthodox Islam. I mean, we ought to be able to win this, folks. And so Ted Malik's here. He's got the book. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Everyone should be giving this to their children that are in high school or college, Because if you're paying for your kids to go, you know, get a business degree, this is as good as the hundreds of thousands of dollars you're going to spend on it. Because from all my study of business, and I'm not some expert, but I've been doing it myself, kind of trial and error, I learned more from this book than there are 20 business books I've read. So Common Sense Business, Principles for Profitable Leadership, and that is from Ted Malik, Theodore Roosevelt Malik. So be sure and get your book at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can get it at TedMalik.com. Again, I say don't get it at Amazon. It's there too, but I mean, you know, Amazon's a big globalist operation. I just, as soon as they're pro-gun and pro-America, I'll say, you know, be on Amazon. I'm just saying your first choice should be get it directly from the folks that are out there. That way you're supporting them as well. Now, getting back to Ted Malik. Ted, I've been ranting here and, you know, getting more philosophical with you, but you predicted 10 years ago this would happen. I know a lot of your leadership has gone into the calculus that Trump and others who mean well, but still pragmatically are looking at what will the public go with? Well, the public wants success and freedom and more of a Wild Wild West deal, and, you know, then let's let them have it instead of the bunch of, you know, elites on power trips that want to dominate people so they feel like they're in charge of them. You know, we're not big on the third world model here. We're trying to be successful. We're trying to get away from feudalism, as you were saying. So I see us in that battle space right now, having huge success, but still major problems. I want you to speak to some of the negatives instead of just positives, so we're aware of those, we can deal with them and be aware of it, but also to the positives. I mean, what do you make of you saying, you know, years ago, if Brexit is successful, what, 2-3 years ago I was reading, it'll be like dominoes, the EU basically falling. They won't admit they fall, but it'll be the end of their tyrannical rule, because they'll come in with more authoritarianism, and an EU army is the answer to folks trying to pull out. That's like beat your wife a few times. Well, really beat her. She's going to leave you for sure. So this just spells defeat. And what you make of Austria, and what you make of the Czech Republic, and what you make of Catalan, and what you make of Brexit, and what you make of what's happening in Australia and Reykjavik, Iceland, and here, I mean, this is going better and quicker than I even thought it would in my most optimistic models. So in that positivity, what are the dangers in this thing jackknifing or going cattywampus on us?
Well, I just finished publishing a piece today on American greatness about America first and this whole thrust of economic and political populism. The whole world is now enthralled with what's happening in the last couple of years. And I think this is very much something that's a snowball. It's just starting. It's going to roll around the world. It certainly has enormous wings that are spreading in Europe that puts the fear into the European Union, a supranational organization, which obviously is the most globalist, like the United Nations, of any of the entities and organizations that exist in the world. So I'm very positive about that. I mean, if we can keep capitalism, which I think has got to be a democratic capitalism, obviously we don't want crony capitalism, we don't want kleptocracy like the Clintons, but if we can keep that pure form of capitalism, we can continue on this trajectory, which Adam Smith started us on, which is moving from being poor and sick, which all of us were 200, 250 years ago, to being rich and healthy and living longer lives. This is not something that happened as a fluke or just fell out of outer space. It's actually all due to our participation in the markets as free beings. So I'm excited about that. And taking back our lives, taking back our economies, taking back our political systems from these elites and from these globalists who have been running free for the last, frankly, for the last 50 years. So it's in a very exciting time in human history. It's a great time to be alive.
And the craziness is they hijacked it. They were already in control. And instead of loving the horse that took them to Valhalla, they wanted to kill the horse and turn it into Elmer's glue. I don't get, like, not loving the thing that they were able to take control of that gave them global power. But I guess, I mean, I just can't wrap my mind around their disdain for America and the Renaissance and freedom when it's clearly our express elevator to Valhalla.
Well, they have a degree of arrogance and hubris that is unprecedented. And not only do they don't want to put cash in their own pockets, they want to have political power. And that means centralizing that power not like the Soviet Union, but centralizing that power in a sense around their own entities and around their own decision making, and perpetuating their own place and their own power in perpetuity. So that has, frankly, come to an end. I said Davos Man is dead 2 years ago. I think the European Union is in decline. I got into a lot of trouble last year when I told people that the euro was a currency I would short. But, I mean, look, just travel around the world today. I was in Poland recently. You go to Turkey. You go to Hungary. You travel to Spain. I mean, I'm going to Italy quite regularly, talking to the center-right forces there. This has been unleashed. This is out in the open now.
I agree. And getting into the negative, the death throes of the crony capitalist vampire wave. I mean, you'd think they'd want to jump on this and like be part of it, but they're so opposed to something dominant and beautiful and free that they want to strangle it because it's so beautiful. How are they going to strike back?
Well, there's no question. They're not going to sit by and idly watch this happen. They are going to try with all of their power and all of their might and all of their ill-found fortunes to try to delegitimize President Trump, to try to stop forces like InfoWars, to try to censor other media outlets, and basically to tell the public to let them have their way. So we have to be willing, ready, and able to counter them. Steve Bannon says it's a culture war. It's exactly what it is. It's a culture war.
Last night, I went and walked around for an hour in downtown Austin, and conservatives, black, white, Hispanic, were well-spoken, beautiful souls. Liberals would scream, F you, we're going to get you. They were, like, totally panicked. But how is a cult, do they all just scream, F you, and then run? I mean, that's cult programming. Where is that coming from?
Well, we know the sources of the left's intellectual power, and it tends to be the university, which is frankly full of too many professors who are teaching them this kind of misbehavior. They're not well read. They can't put up an argument. They basically, as you say, shout euphemisms at their opponents. They are opposed to free speech, and they're not intellectually alive. So I think that they are going to take to the streets. We see this already.
That's right. Stay there. They're like a cult of dumbasses. Ted Malik, a former board member of the Davos Group, the highest globalist level, is our guest. TedMalik.com. Get his book, Common Sense.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
America, 1776, the Enlightenment. It's the cutting edge. It's the future. Authoritarianism, feudalism, that's the past. Trying to bring that back as a rerun? Tell us how Venezuela and North Korea is great? No, I don't think so. Bunch of guys with guns, but I don't have guns, pointing them at me, saying they're my God. Ted Malik, former board member, one of the heads of the Davos Group, one of the guys inside the power structure, has been exposing it for decades, is here, best-selling author as well. The End of Ethics is just one of his best-selling books, the new book. We sell at InfoWarsStore.com. It's Common Sense Business. Get it today. Briefly, I'm not going to belabor this, but people should take control of their own chemistry. It's incredible that when I didn't work out from about 23 to about 35, and I gained from 185 pounds to 270 pounds. I gained like 90-something pounds. And I could lose the first 10 easy, and then after that it got really hard. And I was swimming 2 miles a couple days a week and jogging, killing my knees. And I'm still a little bit overweight. I still weigh 240. But the point is that just taking supplements like Super Male Vitality, Anthroplex, the good pure iodine X2 that literally nobody else has got, it makes me lazy. Like, I was supposed to work out this morning, and I was just busy and didn't do it. And it's just ridiculous what iodine did. I mean, IQs went up 15 points after they put potassium iodine in the salt for a while. Back when the feds actually cared about IQ, they took it out in the 70s, and IQs, as you know, have dropped. I mean, folks, it's really, but you can't take the iodine they sell in the store. That's not real iodine. It'll eat a hole in your esophagus. It'll eat a hole in your guts. Don't do it. But consult your physician, because let me tell you, this is from the gaseous pure iodine form from oil drilling. Okay, we had to get, like, DEA licenses to get this, okay? This is like in an armed vault. One drop of this on the floor, it eats through concrete. It's got to be kept on porcelain. But by this Russian technology, though, they inject it into the palm oil. And X2 is 40% off. I want you to try it. Usually detox about 2 weeks, you start taking it. So, like I'm telling you, consult your physician. We've got the winter sun, 40% off. Vitamin D3 organic, taken under the tongue. We've got Anthroplex. It's a dry form of Supermel Vitality. That's 50% off. And I'm doing this because I keep lowering prices. You order even more. So the more you order, the more I can lower prices. And I can just tell you, Anthroplex is a private label of something that costs $80 in major stores. It's a good deal at $39. At $19.97, it's a loss leader, especially if you sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That way you just get it every month. InfoWarsLive.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Take it for about 2 days, and I think in the morning you might notice something. I'm just going to leave it right there. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Thank you for your support. But just commit to do that. We are unstoppable. You're voting with your dollars. That's why they want a crony capitalist system that's not free market, that's controlled. You vote with your dollars. You can do anything you want, and you have financed this rebellion. Now, Ted Malin, in the 7 minutes we have left, I want to thank you for joining us. Topics you want to get into, I'd like to hear from your great brain on that. But just briefly, I've been through some persecution fighting the globalists. You were an insider from the start, but always promoting, you know, true free market, not crony systems. What have you gone through being one of the leading intellectual lights of the American and Western resurgence that Western civilization is not a hate crime? Because, again, people need to understand the attacks that go on to understand the enemy.
Well, it is true. You get in their crosshairs, and the media in particular, but also the left, will come after you. My life in universities has not been easy. I mean, at Yale and at Oxford, major universities in the world, there are very few conservative people. So you're not in a minority. You're in a very, very, very small minority. I jokingly used to say, Yale, the far, far right wing began with Barack Obama, and it gets much stranger after that. I was involved in a big formal debate at Yale. The famous Yale Union has debates every quarter. I was a keynote speaker for one of those debates. It was called, the resolve was, embrace American exceptionalism. And almost no one at Yale, it seemed to me, thought America was an exceptional place. So we had that debate, and in the course of about 2 hours, we helped to convince them, and in the end, we won that debate by one vote. So Bill Buckley would be very proud of us, because in the end, we held up, I think, his notion of the founder's notion of America as a light on the hill. But there are very few places now in the university where conservative students can go for that kind of orientation. I think that's true at other places in our culture as well. Whether it's in the corporation, in a not-for-profit organization, and even in some companies where there's more and more ideology and political correctness, that it is almost impossible to get out from underneath. I'd like to say that in this book, what we try to argue is that we need to go back to the founder's idea of America as a commercial republic. This is really the brilliance and the insight of our founders.
We're open for business.
We need to study those founders again and reignite this excitement about America as a commercial republic. It's not a globalist entity. It's not a nation-building neoconservative entity. It is a commercial republic.
It's an economic powerhouse, and that's what made it great. China has a 15% corporate tax. We have a 40. It's a no-brainer. Why did the globalists at the Carnegie Endowment and others decide to kill the American system and then ally with communist states? I mean, why did people that had become super wealthy and in power from the loins of America decide to kill their mother? Of course, they failed.
Well, I mean, for basically 3 decades, we've shipped all of our manufacturing overseas. So it's been wonderful if you live on the coast of China, where 300 million people have joined the middle class. But if you travel to Ohio or Pennsylvania, where I come from, other places in America, those towns have been vacated. They're dormant. They're half of what they used to be, and people don't have the
prospects. That's what I'm asking, because I know you've been at the highest levels. Why was there a declared war on American productivity and success? Or was it just a selling of our largesse to parlay into global power?
Well, I think it's some of both of those. Mostly it was the enticement to find cheap labor costs in other places that drove these very large companies out of their own selfishness. I was in Ohio recently. I met a gentleman, had a very nice conversation with him, and he said, "I'm now working in Mexico." I said, "Well, you used to be, you know, the president, the head of a battery company here in Northeast Ohio." He said, "We closed that factory down, all 3,000 jobs, moved to Juarez across the border of Texas in Mexico, and I'm the only employee that was transferred." We did that too often. We've lost $3.5 trillion in this NAFTA agreement alone.
In the time we have, Trump is reversing that and panicking.
Just a fiasco with China.
Let me ask you this. Positive stuff's happening, and I say we're winning the game. I agree with you, Ted. What concerns you, though? How could they have a Hail Mary come from behind win? How could the globalists retake the field?
Well, I pray every day for the health and the vitality of our president. So one fear is that they will ensnare him in either some invented fiasco or try to assassinate him or in other leaders like him. I know that's the case in Eastern Europe, where you have these very strong national leaders. They fear for their own lives. So that would be one scenario. I mean, it's somewhat conspiratorial, but I do fear that we'll lose some of these great leaders, the one we have been given by God to be president at the present time. The other possibility, I think, is that they will spend their last dollar, frankly, fighting us tooth and nail, even in the streets. And you'll see more of that. These clashes will be more frequent. They'll be more violent than what we've witnessed over the course of this last 18 months.
November 4th, the left says they're going to launch terror attacks. They're everywhere. Then they claim it's a conspiracy theory when we warn of it. But you're absolutely right. George Soros has gone from spending $500 million every year in the U.S. to putting $18 billion into a fund for the next few years to, quote, defeat America first. I mean, why is that guy still walking around? I'm sorry.
Well, when you look at his troubled past, his association with the Nazis in Eastern Europe and Hungary, his actual blackmailing and greenmailing, which is how he made his billions of dollars. And then he goes and starts this Open Society Foundation basically to crucify the West and to criticize markets. I mean, this is an individual who is very dangerous and has done no good whatsoever.
Well, the book is Common Sense Business. Do 5 more with it. I'm going to let you get out of here. Amazing. Former, basically, head of the Davos Group, one of the top board members, right up there at the very top of this thing, quietly working behind the scenes, and now charting the course to getting out of this new world order, this new global nightmare. We'll do 5 more minutes with him.
The run. Stay You're with listening to The Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
And we're winning. All right, Ted Malik, 5 more minutes. Then I've got a cringe-worthy collection of Nancy Pelosi and her mental meltdowns. No one has put these together yet. This is emblematic of the collapse of the establishment, but we've got to be good people. We can't become a bunch of arrogant crazies. You know, once they collapse, we've got to actually deliver on the renaissance, as I've been talking about. But Ted Malik, clearly the power structure hates Trump. Clearly he's not out to get people. Just having that is what's so revolutionary, that we're open for business. He understands what America is, the American system, the American system that the British Empire was scared of, all of it. They wanted monopolies. We were against monopolies. Doesn't mean we're perfect, but our idea is transcendent. When you talk about Trump being given to us by God. You see all these other populists being elected everywhere as well. This really is an amazing time to be alive. What is it about Trump that scares them so much? When you talk about God's hand in providence, undoubtedly that's what we're seeing. Can you speak to that?
Well, Trump is turning over the whole world order. He's turning over this globalist mentality. He's turning over the globalist institutions. He's putting America first again. That scares, frankly, all these people who are in the power structures. And it scares our own establishment, whether they're the Democrats or even the Republicans who are in the same party as the president. So I was there, as you were, at the inauguration when he gave that speech that day. And he basically said the problem is behind us. The people sitting behind us, the future and the possibility, the prospect is those of you in front of us, the American public. So, I mean, that's the enthusiasm. That's the excitement of this Trump era. And I think we just have to continue that. The president himself seems to have been curtailed a bit by some of the people around him. Some of the bad choices, frankly.
Yeah, he's caught up in the swamp, but he's a manifestation of the awakening.
And he is carrying this on his own shoulders. So I hope he can surround himself with some other people who can lighten his burden and who can actually help him execute on
and
the
Ted,
plan
you're
that
right.
he's articulated.
Ted, you're right. He is still carrying out what he said he would do, but man, he's bringing some bad guys in around him. And I get keep your enemies closer, but what do you think is happening with that calculus?
I wish I had the full answer to that. When I talk to Steve Bannon, people like that, they admit to the original sin that they didn't have people to bring into the government. So they actually chose these people out of the RNC who were never Trumpers, who are
it's like hiring Native American guides to take you into South Dakota in 1860. Exactly. You've got to hire guides that have been in Mordor.
You got it. You got it. You got to have people who are loyal to you, who are with you, who will watch your side, and I think he needs, frankly, a lot more of this. But let's not forget, this is, I mean, it's like the chime, I say this in the book, it's like the chime that chimed in Philadelphia on July 8th, actually in 1776, when they read the Declaration of Independence to the people of Philadelphia for the first time. And they rang that bell, and the bell has, of course, the inscription from Leviticus 25 on it, and that says, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And I believe with this Trump presidency, we are at the point in time where that bell is ringing again, figuratively ringing again, and rearticulating our American sensibilities and our call to common sense.
Ted Malik, that is so beautiful. You're saying Trump is the new shot heard around the world, the new ring of the bell. This is the beginning of the take back. Don't expect instant gratification. Rejoice in the huge success and the manifestation of prosperity and everything we're already seeing.
We are at the beginning of that moment, and I think that he's already delivering. So all these criticisms you hear about the lack of legislation or he's not doing this or that, he's already delivering. He's going to change the Supreme Court. He's going to change the regulatory system.
And as you said, it's an example all over the world. Trump style, as you said, the world is salivating. They want the American system back. Ted Malik, the book Common Sense, thank you so much for joining us. Wow, we'll be back. Thank you, sir. Got Key Clip with Pelosi coming up.
These conspiracy theories were first spread by radio talk show host Alex Jones.
But to get the employee at YouTube on tape admitting that they do it? I mean, you must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones
is a lunatic.
Because we know that these are legitimate news organizations. And if at that point somebody decides they're going to scroll past that and go find Alex Jones, well, they were looking for him to begin with anyway.
That man's a threat to this country.
There's a guy on the radio.
His name is Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Well, there's a lot of controversy around this network about Alex Jones, for example.
It's time to stop submitting to this tyranny. It's time to realize that we're being enslaved.
I heard that on Alex Jones.
InfoWars went even further.
InfoWars, it's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
Nobody can dispute the fact
that you're a rape.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars. Infowars.
The, right now, the war is the Infowar.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars sucks! Infowars sucks!
I got a chair going.
Looking at widely reported information from Infowars.
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 Infowars. Infowars.com.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
You are the resistance.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You are. You make decisions, the world changes. The bullying of the globalists is coming to an end. We've got new challenges ahead of us, though, and we're not out of this battle yet. We've turned the tide, thanks to God's good graces and your prayers. Here is Nancy Pelosi, and I don't celebrate people being senile. I love old folks. When they're awakened patriots, they're the best people. But when they're evil, they're really nasty. Like the Crypt Keeper, as I call her, Nancy Pelosi. So here is a cringeworthy compilation. Radio, it's really scary. TV, it's horrifying. So Infowars.com/show if you want to watch the free feed as we simulcast the radio show. Here is the cringeworthy compilation.
Yesterday, we did not have the majority, but we have the gavel. Excuse me. We don't have the gavel. We don't have the... We have our own gavel.
What am I trying to say?
I was taking notes.
Mr. President, do you want me to start all over? What do the Russians have on you, politically, financially, or personally?
Which one of them could you look in their eyes today and tell them that they're expendable for another foreign person to have a nicer life? Which one would you like to say? You, my child, are expendable for someone else to come over here and not follow the law and have a nicer life.
But I do want to say to you that in our sanctuary cities, our people are not disobeying the law. These are law-abiding citizens. It enables them to be there without being reported to ICE in case of another crime that they might bear witness to.
We've seen nothing that we can work that I can work with President Bush on, and I'm disappointed because I thought that there might be some interest because of what he said in the campaign. And a lot of those people voted for George, for what's his name?
Yeah.
The President of the United States. First, he tries to charm you. President Bush tries to charm you. If that doesn't work, he tries to bully you. If that doesn't work, he walks away from the deal. And if that doesn't work, he sues you. Either we win, or whoever wins understands the priorities of the American people, and they are not with President Bush. Excuse me.
President,
I'm so sorry,
Trump.
President Bush. The Constitution does not say that a person can shout, yell wolf in a crowded theater. This week, we saw cold, hard evidence of the Trump campaign, indeed the Trump family, eagerly intending to collude, possibly, with Russia, a hostile foreign power, to influence American elections. We're trying to unite the country. Many of the president's supporters are just not ready to accept the fact that that their judgment might not have been so great in voting for him. I believe that it's a winner. And by the way, it's called the Affordable Care Act. It's called the Affordable Care Act. I know you didn't intend any compliment or derogatory, but it's called the Affordable Care Act. Affordable. Good. Affordable. There's a reason. Affordable. 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 Affordable.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
And hasn't that idea that you have to pass it before you know what's in it, isn't that really the problem as you look back on it? That there was such a rush to get this done, no Republicans voting for it, and now there are unintended effects of this that were foreseen at the time, that you couldn't know the impact of it, and now this is coming home to roost.
No, I believe that Hillary Clinton is one of the best prepared people in our history to enter the Oval Office with her vision, her knowledge, her experience, her strategic thinking, her connection to the American people, and I think she has made that case. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States. Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
All right.
And we have to confer with the Qataris, who have told me over and over again that Hamas is a humanitarian organization.
It's clear. It's clear you don't want any answers. Just stop it now. Just stop it now. Just stop it now. Just stop it now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And our story is on drudgereport.com. The establishment is throwing the Clintons overboard. Newswars.com, Kit Daniels' story. Elites move to sacrifice Clintons just like Weinstein. MSM setting up downfall of Clintons to make persecution of Trump not seem political. That they're getting so desperate, they understand their hypocrisy now. So they think if they burn Weinstein and the Clintons, that somehow then we'll accept what they make up about the president. Listen, as Hank Williams said, move it on over. Because the fat dog's moving in.
You're listening.
Here it is. Turn it up.
Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, little dog, cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog, cause the fat dog's moving in.
The answer.
This dog house here is
the tyranny is standing up to it. And I'm just stating common sense things here.
Move it on over.
Drag it on over.
Drag it on over.
Move over, old dog, cause a new dog's moving in.
No wonder Pelosi and all these globalists think they're going to win. That they're going to merge with computers and become gods. If you were a empty suit like she's been, she was a doddering idiot 30 years ago. We were just some nobody, some puppet. Well, you want to get perfected by merging with machines and becoming a god, don't you? Because you're a sack of garbage.
Move it on over.
Told it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, nice dog, cause a mad dog's moving in.
Mad dog's moving in. You think we're afraid of you? We were asleep. You can almost call it like the Odin sleep. And now the big dog's awake. And now it's not funny anymore, is it? Humanity struggles collectively together are the instincts we have to resist this. And they got us mesmerized with that shiny, fancy television and that little flashing light and that strobe and that swinging piece of jewelry in front of our eyes. But as soon as we're not in that trance anymore, the old alligator, the old crocodile is going to reach out and, you know, they got baby shark, deet, 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 deet. They got mama shark, beep, 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 beep. Daddy shark, bomp, 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 bomp. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give the phone number out. A lot of other clips coming up. We're burning down the New World Order. Pull up a chair.
Change the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit.
Here's a song off the second Highwayman album, Silver Stallion.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion.
There's Chris Christopherson.
With not a mark upon his silky hide.
And teach him he can trust me like a brother.
Teach him he can trust me like a brother.
And one day together, we'll saddle up and ride.
One day we'll saddle up and ride.
And we're gonna ride. Maybe I should just host a country music show on XM.
We're gonna ride.
You know who that is? Johnny Cash.
Riding like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
Devil's behind us. We're made in the image of God. We are the trailblazers. We are transcendent. And here's Waylon Jennings. I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
I'm gonna find me a reckless woman.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Razor blades and dice in her eyes.
Just a touch of sadness.
Just a touch of sadness in her fingers.
Thunder.
Thunder and lightning in her thighs.
We're gonna ride, my friends. An AI computer didn't have those men. An AI computer didn't sing those songs. An AI computer didn't build this planet and put us on it. So no, the construction of man is not humanity, and it's not the image of God. It's a toy that the image of God made. And the globalists know that. They want to teach you that you're weak, so that you can become depressed and controllable. I want to open the phones up specifically on these topics for first-time callers in the next segment. I'm somebody that's been accused of being negative. I've been accused of fear-mongering. I never intended to scare you. I thought you'd want to know what was happening, and I thought you'd want to tell me what was happening. You taught me more than I taught you. That's not condescension. That's truth. And we're having such victories now. I really want to ignore my gut and all the evidence I see and look for the attack. Look for what's on our six. Let me tell you something right now. I've looked at these candidates in the Czech Republic and in Austria. And I've looked at the candidates in Japan and the candidates in South America, in Brazil and other areas. And I've looked at the candidates in Asia. Southeast Asia, you name it. I've looked at the candidates all over the world and what's happened in Russia. And it is a rediscovery of humanity. And to watch them spin it, that Jeff Flake and all these other Republican senators are resigning and not running, corker, because they're mad at Trump. That's like you finish last in a marathon because you give up 100 yards into it, and then you sit there and call the person that ran the marathon in record time a loser. I mean, it's like you're a joke. You have no standing, nothing to say. We've rejected you. You see the poll numbers. So instead of getting defeated in elections, you quit. And then you point your little sycophantic finger at us. And you have CNN try to face save like they do for themselves and go, hey, we're in the loser club. Let us just prop you up here for a minute. We'll just prop you up and say you're a kamikaze. Well, I can respect a kamikaze flying into the deck of a destroyer or a aircraft carrier or a battleship, but you didn't do that. You didn't physically do that. You already got your butt politically destroyed. So now you're claiming you died at the Alamo. That you're some type of kamikaze. You know, the Japanese sent over a plaque to the Alamo. They had similar cases of bases they wouldn't let me take over. And, you know, their 300 type stories where, you know, 20 stood off 500 and died, or, you know, 180-something stood off 5,000. It's just like you bill yourself as a kamikaze, a guy willing to get in his airplane, say bye to his family, and fly in an aircraft carrier because you know you're losing. You compare yourself to honorable men like that? You're pathetic. The truth is, people fighting the globalists, being ridiculed when there was no independent media, being absolutely crucified for 60 years with the kamikazes. But they didn't lose like the Japanese, sadly, and positively from our own perspective, sadly for them. kamikazes that came before us built the foundation of awakening that allows us to just walk up now and go through some trials and tribulations. But 30, 40 years ago, you talked about this stuff, they killed you. And they still do some. If they can scare you, it's like Hit the Clown metaphysically. If they can scare you, then they want to kill you. But they dine on your fear psychically. And so if you're not afraid, they don't want to eat you. You don't have the flavor. See, I'm throwing myself in the mouth of the globalists. Because I want them to choke on me. See, I want to kill them. And how do you kill a vampire? You cut it off from its blood supply. And people say, oh, that's so honorable. That's so brave. Brave? You got a bunch of devil-worshipping pedophiles running rampant, and I'm brave because I want to fight them? I'm brave? No, I'd be brave to let some twisted sack of crap like that run my life. That's why don't ever thank me for what I do. The instinct, the spirit, is to resist these people. And once you realize it's not heroic to come up for air, it's not heroic to go after scum, it's not heroic, it's who we are, it's what we do. That is the victory right there. Once you go from thinking it's something special to it's something we do, it's easy to tear somebody's head off. It's hard to get up at 5 a.m. and take care of your family. It's easy to cheat and steal. It's hard to be honorable. But when you do it and you pass over that threshold, then everything else is so good and so pure and so strong. You say, how did we ever reject God when everything's been laid out for us? People say God's a sadist, God's the opposite, but God gave us free will. Because we are free creatures. We are real. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX, first-time callers. The total rout globally of establishment candidates. And some will be operative, some will turn their back, some will betray, but it doesn't matter. Because now the tide has turned. You lived it by late October 2017.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
InfoWars audience, I'm going to go right to your calls. I'm not going to belabor this. We need financial support. I'm spending every amount of money that's coming in to expand because I know it's the right thing to do. But when you buy t-shirts, books, films, water filtration, storable foods, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com, you make everything possible. The special on Brain Force Plus is gone, but it's still a great product, still very affordable. Anthroplex is amazing, 50% off. Colloidal Silver, Silver Bullet, 50% off. Winter Sun, Vitamin D3. Totally absorbable, organic, take it under the tongue. That's 50% off. Those are the new specials at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. If you just joined us, I feel guilty celebrating this much because we still have corruption. We still have problems. We still have the malaise that's on the public. But we have turned the tide, and the globalists are in trouble, and they are totally panicked, and they are losing steam everywhere. And you've got the Clintons being flushed down the toilet by the establishment, a dollar short and a day late, or a day late and a dollar short. there's just a lot of stuff going on. You got the supposed Vegas shooter's brother getting arrested on child porn charges, record pedophile arrest going on, as we told you was coming. Elite moves to sacrifice Clinton's, just like the Weinsteins, a Kit Daniels article. I haven't gotten to this. Corey Feldman announces plan to expose Hollywood Pedophile Network. I'm going to play that coming up. That's up on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. Prominent attorney, a former judge, blast MSM's campaign to blame Antifa violence on InfoWars. Yeah, that's the new thing. They're the ones saying kill cops, kill everybody. And now they got CNN and others saying, I'm making it up. Media Matters said that last week. Now CNN's parroting it. I mean, how pathetic. Like a Nazi collaborator tells them what to write. Media Matters puts it out, then CNN puts it out. I mean, it's like they could tell them horse manure was chocolate cookies, and you know they would run with it at Media Matters if Soros said so. It's just crazy. But right now, I want to go to your phone calls. We got Larry, Chris, Amy. Can you guys blow that up the call screen deal? Because we don't screen calls, but I can see your numbers up there. What I mean, it's called the call screening board. We got, my eyes are not as good as they used to be in these blaring lights. And so we got Larry, Chris, Amy. Is that Beshley? I can't even read that. Is that B-E? Betsy. Okay. I guess these bright lights, Alexander and Reggie and many, many others. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. You got the stupid actresses that get, I shouldn't say stupid, well-meaning people that are dumb enough to get in the orbit of the bushes and then wonder why their butts get grabbed. You've got that sexual assault stuff. I mean, what do you think some satanic 93-year-old demon goblin's going to do? I mean, that's what they do. So you've got all that news. But let me see. Larry in Mississippi, you're on the air up front. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, this is the first time I was able to get through. I've listened to you on and off for probably the last 10 or 15 years.
Well, you put up with an obnoxious creature, so thank you.
it just blows my mind how we can sit there and look at Jeff Sessions, who's a do-nothing. I wonder who's got something on him, because absolutely we need to fire-breathing dragon at that thing right there. He's supposed to be the head lawyer of our country, and he's scared of his own shadow. I don't know if you could make him indict Bill and Hillary.
I agree. He had a good record in the Senate, and then now he is basically a slave of his deputy. When you have the former FBI director as a bag man with uranium, then paying for fake dossiers, everything they said about Trump and myself and everybody else is what they did. I mean, I have zero Russian connections, and it's all been proven, and then he just sits there. What do you think? I mean, obviously, I guess he's compromised. Maybe he has a mistress. I mean, what do you think it is?
I really don't know, but then whenever I heard on your show yesterday that Mueller was fronted $100 million from George Soros to get into an investment group, that we know about that, but I don't know if the president knows about it yet or not.
It's confirmed. He was supposed to have to make a $10 million investment to be part of it, and they just let him in. It's a $10 million payoff into a $100 million payoff total. Yeah, you're right. I mean, but again, why do you think they went Russia, Russia, Russia? Because as soon as they figured out Trump was going to maybe get in, they went, my God, we totally sold out to everybody.
Yes, sir. That's the big, it blows my mind that there's so many thieves and crooks in Washington. And it ain't just brought in by Obama, but Bill and Hillary and all the way back to George C.
That's right. But we haven't completely won yet, but I mean, do you agree with me that we've turned the tide? I mean, what is it like to see globalism on fire, burning down everywhere?
Well, I like the idea that whenever Yunker made his statement to the United States, it Trump blew it off like, you know, water off a duck's back.
Yunker, whose family literally stole Luxembourg, the second richest Nazi family, his dad basically was Hitler's adjunct. He said, I'm going to get Trump. We're going to defeat you. I wonder how he's going to like it when we break the EU up in the next couple of years.
I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Total war. God bless you, Larry. Okay. Next up is Chris in California. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Fantastic show today, Mr. Jones.
Thank you. I
agree. You know, as you said, you know, the bell of God's justice has rung. And, you know, we have people like Donald Trump in the office and people like you who are moving forward. And, You know, it is time to burn down the new world order. As you say, Mr. Jones, I mean, there's so much more going on in the world.
I just lost that call. Man, I tell you, phones are worse than they've ever been. Let's talk to Amy in New Jersey. Amy, go ahead.
I feel bad for the people that were victimized by this Russian hoax, especially Roger Stone. I really think his legal bill should be reimbursed for by who perpetrated this.
Manafort's already had to spend $1 million because they demand like every document, every answer. He's got like 10 lawyers. I mean, they just destroy people. That's what they do.
Oh, the money. Mueller should return his salary. He should pay back all the money he drew back to the taxpayers. I think this is just an injustice. I called Devin Nunes today. I called his office just to give them encouragement. I think we need to keep encouraging them to go forward with this investigation.
That's right. Again, they're investigating Mueller and everybody now. That takes a lot of courage because Mueller is a knuckle-dragging thug.
Well, please call the DOJ 202-514-2000 and press 4, option number 4, and leave a message and tell them to lift the NDA on the informant and tell them that you want justice for the American people.
Well, Congress can give sanctuary and immunity to any witness they want. They have, just like the president has presidential power, they have a branch power. Instead of the judges in the Supreme Court, they can waive that agreement anytime they want.
Right, but the thing is, if we don't see anything happen, then I don't know why we have to follow the law. I really don't. So I just want Roger to, I was tweeting to Roger telling them that he shouldn't be having his bills sent to him, you know. He should really have someone.
Yeah, I know his bills are like $500,000 right now. I mean, they are just, look, this really happened. They shot him with a gelatin dart, but it impacted on the surface, and he didn't get the full radiation dose. They said he got about 10% of a lethal dose. They shot him with a dart in his backyard. Then they tried to kill him in a T-bone accident. I mean, this is real, folks. People need to know this is not a game.
Well, I hope they pay his bills because he doesn't deserve this. That's all I have to say. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you. I just love how it impacted on the surface. It's like just providence. Shot him with a radiation polonium dart, and it didn't work. I mean, that's what I mean. It's just, it gets better. Who can make this up? You know, who can make any of this up happening? We'll be back with more phone calls straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. News Wars, newswars.com. They hate it when you spread that link. I'm not trying to be mean, but if you're watching us on TV, during the break we've got CNN, Fox News, all the establishment media on in the control room. I saw Barbara Bush, one of the daughters, this is Jenna and Barbara. And you got to know that TV adds 10, 15 pounds on you. She looks like Skeletor. And then she's like a scary doll. I saw Daria back there in the coffee room. We were back there getting coffee. I said, ooh, she looks creepy. She goes, yeah, she looks like a horror doll. Like a female Chucky. Here, let's roll some of it. And you got to see it from the side, too. Go ahead and roll it for TV viewers. And then you look at her. I mean, it is just like skin is glued on to her skull. And it's just very, very frightening. Jenna, you know, looks like a woman. She doesn't. And then you got Perino. You got Perina over there. She looks pretty anorexic, but a little bit of muscle. I mean, this is what they've done to women, is they've taught them to be like these Skeletors. I just keep seeing George W. Bush in her, though. There's nothing grosser. And then no Perino went around, too. It's just a disgusting woman. Disgusting people, seriously. Wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. Wouldn't touch them with your 10-foot pole. But just look at that little narcissistic bobblehead. Ugh. 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 Wonder if... the Bushes carried out their family trade on those girls. They probably passed over them, didn't they? They didn't ever pull a skull and bones on them. That's for other people's kids. We're going to go ahead and go back to your phone calls now. Let's go ahead and talk to Betsy in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm in Arizona.
Okay, I apologize.
I love your show.
Go ahead. Atlanta, Arizona looks the same on the board 20 feet away. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I'm, of course, in Arizona where Jeff Flake and McCain all reside. But there is something with the Bushes and the Mitt Romneys that while during the primaries I was researching that if you go to the stories on the Marriott family, they're supposedly the Marriott Mafia of the West, that nobody gets to be president unless you shake their hands in Utah, you know. And what's happened, I looked up the board members, and we've got the Romneys, we've got the Bushes, all connect to this Western Mafia that out here that...
Sure. Well, I mean, I think Mormons overall are kind of latecomers to the whole power structure, and it's a diverse group of people. So, you know, in my experience, you've got a bunch of Mormons trying to appease the system by being leftist with Orrin Hatch and Mitt Romney, you know, to a certain extent. But I think Trump has upset the power structure. He got zero Goldman Sachs money. Sure, he brought in some Goldman Sachs folks because they have all the top finance people there. But he's been going against their agenda of deindustrialization. I know that Marriott is Mormon-owned, and I think that's why they don't have porn on their cable televisions. I think that's the difference. You can tell you're in a Marriott. You don't see it listed there. I'm not going to say there isn't a reprobate arm to the Mormons. I mean, you see a lot of the leadership of the Mormon church is diametrically opposed to what they were just 50 years ago. What's your view on it?
Well, I think there's two groups in there. I think there's a lot of them are blinded by, you know, they're just following their religion. That's cool, whatever. But there is a powerhouse of money, and the powerhouse of money has to be fed by open borders and to bring in more people so that they can get more money. And they have.
It is true. Guess what state per capita? Obviously, New York or L.A. New York City, L.A. are the biggest cities. The states of California and New York have the highest level of welfare total. But per capita, Utah has more welfare than any other state. And it is true that folks in that state are working the welfare system. So it sounds like you know what you're talking about. So if you want to have a criticism of the Mormons, it's that they are milking the daylights out of the welfare system.
Absolutely. And if you look at the board members, you've got the powerhouse money people there that back McCain every year. He comes out and he'll say, oh, yeah, well, maybe we'll do something on the border. But they never planned ever to close that border.
Well, here's what happened. Mitt Romney didn't win and Donald Trump did. So I just, you know, here's the thing. People always say Jews are secretly funding me. Not the case. Or they say Catholics are. Every group thinks it's one group running things. It's bad people involved taking over different organizations that combine together. And that's actually what the Mormons talked about. It's true. I remember reading about it. In an evil combination of evil people within big, powerful groups, that's the group, is those evil people within other groups that combines the new super group. I just think it's very dangerous to just point at a group and say they're all bad when it's diverse. But what you say about milking the system and stuff is true, and it's not following Mormon dogma or Mormon canons to be self-sufficient to be doing that. But I guess they're judiciously milking that program so they can be their own independent system. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think that what we have is we have a powerhouse of money that wants to keep open borders for their own sake, and it's not nothing against their religion or anything. I'm not
sure. I mean, it is true that the fastest growing place in the world for Latter-day Saints is Mexico, and so yeah, it's the Mexicans have taken to it like you name it. So I mean that is going on. Hey, if we bring in Mexicans and they become free market Christians, I say bring me more Mexicans. My issue isn't their skin color; it's the ideology the Ford Foundation is putting into them. But I agree. If the Mormons are being infiltrated by the Ford Foundation, which is really what happened, well, then it's the Ford Foundation by another name. I mean, the Mormon Church is unrecognizable from what it was 50 years ago. They would say that's a progressive thing. I would say when it came to actual dogma and family and things, it's the opposite of the globalist model. And you could say an extreme opposite. I'm not endorsing some of the more extreme breakaway, you know, sects of it. It's just that you could take something that's like so opposed to the globalist model that it's way over here in, you know, right field versus over here what it's becoming or trying to become. Is that through acceptance or is that the Mormons playing along trying to infiltrate? Because I know in the FBI, CIA, you name it, it is the most overrepresented group for a tiny minority. What do you think?
I think it is. I think that that the whole anti-Trump, no, never Trumpers were led, and they were. If you notice, Ted Cruz, he at the time, I'm not saying now, but in the primaries, he met all of his most of his times when he had to, you know, come see.
No, I understand. Well, so they had that CIA guy out there trying to like have the faithless electors. No, I mean it's a good point. There's definitely a globalist faction in the Mormons. I'll tell you a crazy story about the Mormons. The Mormons are powerful because they understand genetics, and they're not like eugenicists that want to kill everybody, but they study genetic bloodlines, and then they actually go out and recruit people as a job to have a lot of kids because they think that genetic bloodline is going to save everybody. I mean, separate story, my dad's a Baptist, my mom's a Methodist. The Mormons approached my dad when he was at UT, even in high school, doing playing two stuff. He was already in college and high school, and they offered him money. And everything, just to become Mormons and have kids. And it was because they'd done the genealogy. But, I mean, that's what you do. I mean, if you want to be dominant, you go, okay, well, you know, these are people that founded Texas, founded America, you know, won all the major wars. That's who you're going to get. So you understand, it's a copy. That's what genetics is you're like basically everybody before you moving forward. And so like a pit bull fighters, they go get like the pit bulls that win all the fights. Well, you get the puppies from those that win the fights because that's what's going to win the fight. So, yeah, the Mormons are involved in just like super wild stuff. And they obviously know what they're doing because they're like 0.2% of the population or something and like are like taking over. So that's a whole nother Mormon discussion. You know, that's a whole nother area. Let's say this. The Mormons know how to see something before it appears. Because I never saw conspiracies or anything when I was early on. But I noticed early on, a lot of my sponsors weren't Jewish or Vatican, like everybody said. No one's ever said this. It was actually Mormons. But I guess, like, I'm anti-globalist, want us to be prepared. You know, they're big in the Constitution. It was Mormons. And I'm not a Mormon. I don't have any family that's Mormon other than, I guess, my cousin's mother's sister, she's Mormon, out in Salt Lake City. It's just all I can be is honest about this, and I just it's a crazy thing. And I haven't, you know, ever been to a Mormon church. I haven't ever been to one of their temples. I haven't been behind the veil, so I don't know what goes on there. Even though I know everything, because I've already dialed into the real world, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that's a very interesting point. Went off into Mormons there. A few more calls, and Paul Joseph Watson. From Her Britannic Majesty's London, England, straight ahead in hour number four. It's an act of rebellion against tyranny to spread the links. Newswars.com. Newswars.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. The Alex Jones Show. Because there is a war on for your mind.
I remember when I lost my. So much space.
And somebody else isn't pressing in.
And when you're out there, without care, yeah.
Paul Watson's coming up from London.
But it wasn't because
I haven't even gotten to the Flake clip. Let's play Senator Flake. I feel sorry for people that have that name, but I mean, I'm sorry, when the shoe fits, wear it. A flake by any other name is still a flake. You've got all these other senators. It's like five Republicans that have resigned now. They're not running again. And the media spins it. I mean, Flake looks like a serial killer, first off. And then his voting record's like Barack Obama's. So he's the left wing of the Republican Party. And then he quits. And up there, like a smug idiot, a con man, talks about how Trump's in trouble and he can't be part of this party. And they spin it like their total collapse is a victory. This is sweet. Here it is.
We, the architects of this visionary, rules-based world order that has brought so much freedom and prosperity are the ones most eager to abandon it. The implications of this abandonment are profound, and the beneficiaries of this rather radical...
She looks like he got hit in the face with a shovel. You know, his town, his hometown, is called Snowflake. I forgot that. So the senator from Snowflake, Arizona, you're recognized, Mr. Flake from Snowflake. Here it is.
We, the architects of this visionary, rules-based world order that has brought so much freedom and prosperity...
World order?
...are the ones most eager to abandon it. The implications of this abandonment are profound, and the beneficiaries of this rather radical departure in the American approach to the world are the ideological enemies of our values.
Our values,
despotism,
what are those?
Despotism loves a vacuum.
The pedophile values?
And our allies are now looking elsewhere.
Of Hollywood?
For leadership. Why are they doing this?
Our economy's doing better. Everyone's literally breaking their necks to get involved with the U.S. We're crushing ISIS. But again, here's Flake, born in Snowflake, Arizona. That's a double entendre. It's not just a pun. He's a snowflake, and then he's an SJW, and his name's Flake. He's Flaky from Snowflake. Is that a triple entendre? Here, let's go back.
This is normal. And what do we, as United States senators, have to say about it?
What do we have to say?
The principles that underlie our politics.
Well, since I got run over by a truck.
Are too vital to our identity and to our survival to allow them to be compromised by the requirements of politics.
Talk about a nose out of joint.
Because politics can make us silent.
See, he was a zygote folding in.
And silence
can equal complicity. The brain didn't quite, seriously.
I have
slapped together. That's why you don't usually trust somebody like that, because it means, unless it was broken naturally, that it didn't fold in right. He's got left and right hemisphere separations.
I'd be better able to represent the people of Arizona and to better serve my country and my conscience by freeing myself of the political consideration that consume far too much bandwidth.
He practices this voice to sound reasonable.
And far too many principles. To that end, I am announcing today that my service in the Senate will conclude at the end of my
end,
term
I have to,
in early January.
I'm a loser that won't admit I'm running away. Paul Josephine Watson. I mean that affectionately. Paul Lordship Watson. What do you have coming up in the hour, my friend?
Well, obviously, Alex, we're going to dig more into the complete collapse of the Russian collusion narrative. The mainstream media is doing its level best. Employing the maximum levels of self-delusion possible to not talk about this, to continually insist, oh, it was the Republicans that started it. No, it wasn't the Republicans that started it, Alex. It was a never-Trumper, which Trump himself, just about 30 minutes ago, said he knew who it was.
That's right, you're going to play the clip.
So we're going to talk about that.
By the way, Paul, just you existing triggers them. You know that, right?
I try my best.
That's Paul Geronimo Watson. That's right, J for Geronimo. We'll be right back. That's a joke, folks, before they run with that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. And now, live from London, England.
The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
And Paul Watson from London, England.
We are live. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, and obviously we're going to be digging into the total collapse of the Russian collusion narrative, something that we've been predicting for the best part of a year now. Is it any wonder that still 11 months after the election, anti-Trump social justice warriors, the only thing they can do is to scream helplessly into the sky like escaped mental patients? That's literally what they're planning to do over the course of the next couple of weeks on the anniversary of the election, because again, everything is still a continuation of the fallout of the butthurt from them losing the election. That's why we've seen Trump derangement syndrome sweep America. That's why we've seen this mass hysteria, which has not culminated in any kind of policy change, in any kind of sea change within the Democratic Party. It's culminated in just replicating itself over and over again, which is what exactly characterized the very essence of the entire investigation into Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. It was all based on nonsense and hysteria. And now the hoax has turned around. as Donald Trump himself said to journalists just about half an hour ago. This is out of Zero Hedge. Trump responds to news Hillary-funded fake dossier, responding to Tuesday's Washington Post report that Hillary Clinton was the mystery financial source behind the Russia dossier. Trump blasted Clinton, calling the project a disgrace and claiming the tables have turned on Democrats over the Russia hoax. Trump said, quote, I understand they paid a tremendous amount of money and Hillary Clinton always denied it. The Democrats always denied it. And now only because it's going to come out in a court case, they said, yes, they did it. And they're embarrassed by it, but I think it's a disgrace. So again, he's talking about the fact that they had to get ahead of the story because it was about to come out anyway. That would have probably been an even bigger bombshell if it had dropped in that fashion. So they tried to get out ahead of this story to manage the narrative. They're doing it in the mainstream media by still claiming that this P-Gate dossier was started by the Republican Party itself. It wasn't. It was started by one individual who was never Trumper. It wasn't the Republican Party as a whole, as Donald Trump insists and has made clear in this, I think he was on the White House lawn just about 30 minutes ago giving this interview. So now the media is basically freaking out. It's been proven that the only people to have colluded with Russia were the DNC, Hillary Clinton, never Trumpers, and the FBI, or certain elements of the FBI at least. The very people who have been beating the drum relentlessly about Trump colluding with Russia, turns out the only ones colluding with Russia were them. The sweet, sweet irony. You've got Keith Olbermann coming out, somebody who is, again, hysterically beaten the drum for this Russian collusion narrative for months and months and months with increasing rage and paranoia. You've seen the clips. We've played them many times. We've laughed at them many times because they're hilarious. Now Keith Olbermann says, this is a headline, I think it's out of Raw Story. I've just got the screenshot up here on the Prison Planet Twitter. Keith Olbermann, Trump's inability to shut up about Russia is madness. It will destroy him. Now you have Keith Olbermann, scum, Russian scum. We played the clips. That's literally all he's talked about for the past year is Russia. And now Keith Olbermann is saying Trump needs to shut up about Russia. The sweet, sweet irony in seeing Keith Olbermann, nobody more obsessed with the Russian narrative than him, now getting triggered by the fact that Donald Trump is talking about it. We talked about the media reaction to this collapse of the Russian narrative, which, of course, has emerged not only out of this P-Gate dossier, finding out who started it, who funded it, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, but also the Uranium One scandal. Now, they've been ignoring that, too. This is a headline out of True Pundit. Again, caught red-handed, hoaxing this narrative for the past year plus, and the media, the mainstream media, responds to it by just pretending that it's not collapsing. Total self-delusion. Headline, CNN. After 7 days, only 4 minutes on Clinton uranium scandal. 4 minutes, a week after this story has been in the public domain, completely confirmed, reported by The Hill. They spent 4 minutes on it. And I guess that was only after people were basically pointing out that none of the networks had spent any time on this. But for the first 7 days after The Hill published startling new information about the Clinton-Russia uranium scandal, the 24-hour cable news giant CNN had produced less than 5 minutes, exact time 3 minutes, 54 seconds, of actual news coverage about the case. From 7 a.m. October 17th through 7 a.m. October 24, CNN's reporters and anchors only mentioned the scandal twice. First on October 19th, after President Trump scolded reporters for failing to cover the story. So again, they were forced to cover it because Trump mentioned it. Oh, but Trump shouldn't tweet anymore. Well, yes, he should. That's another example. He forces the news to cover the real issues. He drives the news agenda with his tweets and with his comments. So that's why he does it. So they were forced to cover it for the first time 2 days after it came out, after it was a big exclusive on October 19th. And then anchor Wolf Blitzer offered a 19-second explanation of what Trump was talking about again on October 19th. Then on October 20th, Blitzer's 5 p.m. Situation Room included an interview with an ex-Obama administration official, Jake Sullivan, who told Blitzer that Trump's charge of corruption against the Bill and Hillary Clinton had no basis in fact. So CNN briefly talked about it twice. The last figures that I saw, which was 2 days ago, about this Clinton Uranium One scandal, of course, the Clintons greasing the skids, massive donations fed into the Clinton Foundation, Bill Clinton going over to Russia to give speeches, the Hill article talking about backhanders, talking about shady deals, how this was rammed through. So again, financial and political collusion between Russia, the Clintons, the Democratic Party establishment, the Obama administration. As of 2 days ago, there was a graphic that I posted up on Twitter where it showed all of the networks and none of them had spent any time on it whatsoever. So I guess we've got to give CNN credit. They spent just under 4 minutes on what was probably, apart from the release last night by the Washington Post about the P-Gate dossier, the biggest story in America of the past week, the Russia Clinton Uranium One scandal. CNN spent less than 4 minutes on it. But the media is not controlled and they have no agenda. Okay. So now we're seeing a similar reaction to the P-Gate dossier hoax crumbling again today. This is out of Daily Caller. Headline: Journos downplay Trump dossier revelations. Journalists are downplaying news that the DNC and Clinton campaign were behind the funding of a salacious dossier alleging Trump ties to Russia, which the Washington Post revealed on Tuesday. And it goes through the quotes, and I've quote-tweeted some of them, responded to some of them on Twitter. Jim Roberts, a former New York Times reporter, insisted that the real issue is alleged Trump ties to Russia, which again remain unconfirmed. So again, despite the fact that the entire Russian investigation has thrown up absolutely nothing in the way of, quote, deep ties to Trump and Russia, that's still the narrative they're going with, even as it's collapsing all around them, even as the only true collusion proven is between Russia and the Obama administration and the DNC and the Hillary Clinton campaign. They're doubling down on their self-delusion, which again leads me back to how I began this intro. It all feeds into each other. It was all based on nothing more than hot air, hysteria, and nonsense. And that's why a year after the election, the anti-Trump left is about to do what it did the day after the election, is about to do what it did on the day of the inauguration, is to scream helplessly into the sky, because their entire narrative that they were told every day, Trump's about to be impeached, Trump's administration's about to collapse, Trump administration in chaos, day after day after day, it's coming, it's coming. You saw Michael Moore pitch that on numerous occasions, impeachment's right around the corner, Trump's about to collapse. They all believed it. They all bought into this hysteria day after day after day. Just over the past month, they're starting to realize, finally, that it was all based on absolutely nothing. Which, by the way, we said from the very beginning, and we were called conspiracy theorists for doing so, just as Donald Trump was called a conspiracy theorist. On the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, before we get back into the news, I want to tell you about some of the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we see George Soros shifting $18 billion back into his open society to fund all these far-left activists, Black Lives Matter, anti-Trump social justice warriors. There's a big fork in the road in terms of funding. We've seen big left-wing organizations now boycotting hedge funds and people that contribute to hedge funds that support Breitbart. So this is a huge battle that's taking place right now. We don't take any money from hedge funds. We're not funded by George Soros. We don't take checks from Middle Eastern Gulf state dictatorships like CNN. We are supported by you and you only, which allows us to remain independent. And that's why we really appreciate you getting the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, where we have Anthroplex, the powerful vitality supplement, now available at a massive 50% discount with its unique formula and all-natural ingredients. Anthroplex is the perfect alternative supplement to our popular Super Male Vitality formula. It complements it excellently. Some people even find Anthroplex to be more effective. This twice-daily pill will help boost your male vitality and increase your energy. And you can check out all those five-star reviews from independent verified reviewers who have experienced that boost in energy from Anthroplex, and you can get your supply right now for a massive 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, where we also have BrainForce Plus Supercharged Special at 50% off. For a limited time, we're giving you 50% off on our popular nootropic BrainForce Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this is powerful. This is the one that I personally recommend as a nootropic to get those neurons firing. Any kind of mental task that you're engaged in, this really helps. It helps with actually presenting radio shows, as I've discussed before, hosting a three-hour radio show on 2 hours sleep and jet lag, which I've done before when I've gone to Austin. This helped immeasurably. It uses ingredients known to boost your mind and thinking process. This is not woo-woo science fiction. This is what everybody in Silicon Valley takes because it works. And again, you can read the five-star reviews of people testifying to that fact. 50% off BrainForce Plus right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support this network. Let's get back into the news, but first a little program note, as it were. I was on the Alex Jones Show with Alex yesterday talking about how YouTube had censored one of my viral videos, which was basically a rebuttal to a celebrity, a comedian, a public figure, arguing stupidly that white men and, quote, the far right was a bigger terrorist threat than Islamic terrorists. Now, that's not to deny that there isn't an extremist threat on both sides of the political equation, but to try and equate the threat of right-wing terrorists with Islamic terrorists in the aftermath, let's bear in mind when this video came out, it was after three terror attacks in the UK alone committed by Islamic terrorists that killed dozens of people that injured hundreds more. We had the Westminster Bridge attack in March. We had the Manchester Arena bombing. Children bombed at the Ariana Grande concert in May. We had another incident in London Bridge in June where, again, I think it was, what, 16 people killed, a truck and knife attack. And this comedian, this idiot, gets up on YouTube and says, oh, I'm far more frightened of white men. So obviously I challenged her dumb opinion. She completely freaked out and got triggered, left Twitter, because God forbid somebody disagreed with her. And this video went viral because I spent a lot of time on it. It was very easy to debunk her arguments, but it was also fun. So it was a good video. It went viral. This was 4 months ago, by the way. It got about, I think it was up to about 700,000 views. And YouTube, after a mass flagging campaign by Safe Space Snowflakes, put it behind an electronic Berlin Wall of censorship. They put it in what's called limited state mode, where you have to be signed into your account, you have to click through, you have to agree that it's offensive before you even watch it. The views have been removed, the comments have been removed, the thumbs up have been removed. It's not going to appear on recommended videos, so it basically kills the video dead. It's basically, to all intents and purposes, gone. Well, now it's back because it appears that we have some friends on the inside of YouTube, not really friends, just people who are neutral and actually follow through on YouTube's own policies. They restated the video. Oh, and look, it's got literally like 200,000 more views than it had before they censored it because they're idiots and they don't understand the Streisand effect. So because they censored it, what are we up to now? 850,000 views. It had about 700 before. And that's just on one version. Of course, I posted it again on Twitter, encouraging people to retweet the video on Twitter. I think that was up to about 15, 20,000 retweets by last time I checked it. So that probably equates to 100,000 extra views. We posted it on the Alex Jones Facebook page again, encouraged people to share it on there. That was up to about 200,000-300,000 views. So because they censored this, and because we reacted and fought back and won, this video, which they didn't want anyone to see, has now been seen by about, well, probably over 500,000 people that wouldn't otherwise have seen it. So that's what happens when you try and censor us. It's called the Streisand effect. Look it up, you stupid idiots. And that's hopefully going to draw a line under that, and they won't try this nonsense again. Of course, most people don't have the benefit of a giant news network. and a giant fan base to pressure YouTube into reversing their dumb policies. Most people don't have that, so they're not going to get the opportunity to have that gag removed from their mouth, that electronic gag. We do. But again, it just emphasizes how stupid they are, thinking that they're going to silence us. It ends up being watched by 500,000 extra people. You idiots. And that draws a line under that. Let's get back into the news. Of course, I mentioned before the break, we had this exclusive story first, by the way. Others started reporting on it a couple of days after, because I found the Facebook groups that were set up last week, and people thought that this was a troll. They thought it was Trump supporters creating fake Facebook event groups, claiming that all these anti-Trump social justice warriors were going to scream incoherently into the sky on the anniversary of the election to protest Trump. It was that stupid. It was that embarrassing. People were saying it was a Trump supporter hoax. Well, I researched the original group behind this, which is organizing the event in Boston. The people behind it, they truly are anti-Trump activists. They truly do plan to gather thousands of people in Boston and now at least 8 other cities for a mass temper tantrum on the anniversary of the election. Now, we've seen the footage from the inauguration, from the aftermath of the election itself, and it was some of the best, most hilarious footage we've ever featured on InfoWars. Those videos on YouTube are probably some of my most viewed videos ever. We're talking about 2, 3, 4 million views. We'll get more into that after the break. This is what they're left with. Still, after nearly a year, a temper tantrum, idiotic wailing into the sky. We'll get more into it after the break and continue with the rest of the news. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Breaking news at InfoWars.com. Don't go away.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You're live. It is 4th hour of The Alex Jones Show. We're going to get back into this temper tantrum on November 8th on the anniversary of the election because Vice has reported on it again. We got this first last week because we found the Facebook groups. It wasn't a troll. It wasn't satire, it wasn't fake, this is actually happening, and now it's expanding. Vice reports, you won't be alone if you scream helplessly at the sky on November 8th. At least 9 different US cities are hosting events on the anniversary of the presidential election, encouraging thousands of people to enjoy a collective cathartic yell, brackets, temper tantrum, editor's comment inserted there, into the heavens about our current political establishment. People have already protested the Trump administration with marches, walkouts, and massive demonstrations, and none of it's done anything, even though they were hysterically frothing at the mouth for a year, thinking that Trump was about to be impeached. But on the anniversary of the election that made Donald Trump America's 45th president, thousands of Americans are trying out a new tack. It's not new. It's not new, Vice. I put it in videos a year ago. It's nothing new. This is Trump derangement syndrome. It's been going on for over a year. It's not new. Banding together, craning their necks to the heavens and screaming helplessly at the sky. Folks in at least 9 cities across the country, including LA, Miami, Austin. We've got to get reporters there because this is going to be the funniest thing ever. New York City and Chicago are organizing demonstrations on Facebook, all titled something along the lines of scream helplessly at the sky on the anniversary of the election. Now, interestingly, the one they mention, the Facebook group they mention, is probably the only one that's actually a troll. Or it may not be, but see for yourself. They describe it as, they say, join us cucks and snowflakes, safe spaces and libtards as we enjoy a collective cathartic yell into the heavens about our current political establishment. The NYC event's description reads. Now that, because Vice.com is obviously so sloppy in its research, the one they cite is probably actually fake, because I found one of them which looked like it was fake and it was just a satire of the others. And that was the one, because it's obviously a description that's doesn't really promote the event, does it? It kind of ridicules itself. So that's probably fake. The one in Boston is not. That was the original. And the article goes on to state the nationwide phenomenon started in Boston, where local organizer Joanna Shulman, again, anti-Trump activist, researched her, first dreamed up the idea for a massive communal howl, howling at the moon, like demented mental patient escapees, mental asylum escapees. More than 4,000 planned to flock to Boston Common next month. The Facebook event was shut down on Tuesday. What a surprise. Because of what Shulman called circumstances beyond our control. Now, I wonder if that had anything to do with the fact that I put out a video on Monday on YouTube, which got hundreds of thousands of views, drawing attention to how hilarious this was. Obviously, tongue-in-cheek, saying to people, don't tell anyone how stupid this is because they might cancel the events. Now, unfortunately, it looks like that happened the very day after. This Vice article goes on to say, Paul Joseph Watson of InfoWars bashed those planning to attend as petulant children. And the Daily Wire wrote that the events would accomplish absolutely nothing. So then they cancelled the event in Boston the day after I put that video out. Well, isn't that a funny coincidence? I wonder if I had anything to do with that. So again, let's kind of ignore this story now. This is what we should do. Let's ignore this story for the next couple of weeks. And some of those other cities, including Austin, might continue planning to hold this protest because it's going to be the funniest thing you will ever see. Let's not forget that this started in Sweden. This is where they got it from, the liberal basket case of Sweden, where after the election, days after the election, there's literally footage of people on like university campuses and stuff in Sweden and residential areas hanging out of big tower block buildings and just screaming, wailing into the sky, having a collective hissy fit about Donald Trump beating Hillary Clinton. So they got it from Sweden. We saw a little bit of it during the Trump riots, you know, in the big frothing hysterical fit after that. We saw it again during the inauguration, and it started to snowball a little bit. And this could have been the biggest mass temper tantrum ever, and some of the funniest YouTube footage you would ever see in your lives. But because we talked about it, they're probably not going to do it, which was kind of predictable. I thought that would happen. But still, it could happen in these other cities. So let's not talk about that anymore, because I really want that to happen. But again, the whole point is, it emphasizes the fact that their entire anti-Trump derangement syndrome was based on nothing more than hot air and hysteria. And this is what they're left with, screaming helplessly into the sky. On that subject, there's a good article in the New York Post by Michael Goodwin, a good summary of this collapse of the Russian collusion narrative. He writes, and so the worm turns, make that worms. Just as key congressional panels open new probes into the still-smoking debris of last year's election, the revelation that Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid as much as $9 million for the discredited Russian dossier on Donald Trump flips the collusion script on its head. Now it's the Democrats' turn in the barrel. He goes on to point out that this emphasizes we now have compelling evidence, he writes, that the dossier was the largest and dirtiest dirty trick of the 2016 campaign. And Clinton, Hillary Clinton, who has played the victim card ever since her loss, was behind it the whole time. When they go high, we go low. We're so classy. We're the Clinton campaign. How dare Trump suggest that he won't respect the results of the election? Remember that one? What happened in the days immediately after the election? The Clinton campaign didn't respect the results, which caused, incited those riots that you saw after the election. And for the 12 months since, as Trump has said repeatedly, it's just one long butthurt session because they lost the election. And that butthurt is so strong that Hillary Clinton, according to Julian Assange and several other people who I'll go on to talk about, people said this wouldn't happen, but it looks like it might be becoming more of a reality. This is a headline up on Infowars.com. Julian Assange, Hillary is clearly preparing to run again in 2020. Yes, herpes Hillary is planning to run again. Herpes Hillary, because she's painful, embarrassing, and won't go away. and she may even run again in 2020. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange thinks that Hillary Clinton is preparing for president yet again in 2020. He said, quote, Hillary Clinton is clearly trying to position herself to run in 2020. Such ambition knows no odds. Now, in this tweet, Assange linked to a video from 2008, of course, Hillary's first presidential run, when she refused to concede to Barack Obama, mentioning the fact that RFK was assassinated during that presidential campaign, which was obviously an absolutely sociopathic, callous thing to say, to suggest that she would refuse to concede because, oh, Obama might get assassinated, so I'm going to stay in just in case. That's the kind of sociopath Hillary Clinton is. And that gives you a tell as to why she won't let go. Now, this is not just Julian Assange who thinks that Hillary and the Democratic establishment might be preparing for yet another Hillary Clinton presidential campaign, even though for months the consensus seems to have been surely not. Surely not. Surely she's damaged the brand of the Democratic Party to such an extent that they couldn't allow her to run again. But no, the Washington Post's Michael Brenes wrote just yesterday that, quote, Hillary Clinton would be well positioned to win in a rematch, remarking that Clinton might not be a potential candidate now, but the political winds can change quickly. He adds Clinton can win the presidency in 2020 thanks to a combination of demographic and electoral shifts. That's importing people who aren't going to be conservatives, obviously. Demographic shifts, that's what he's talking about. They actually think Hillary could run again. The level of self-delusion evident amongst the Democratic Party establishment and the mainstream media knows no bounds. We'll talk about it more on the other side. This is The Alex Jones Show Live. Don't go away. It is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Before we hit some more news stories, I want to tell you about Winter Sun D3. Of course, your body is starved of vitamin D during these winter months. While the temperatures drop low, we're dropping our prices even lower on Winter Sun from InfoWars Live for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, huge discount. And with our pursuit for the best source of vitamin D, we created this high-quality formula. Winter Sun goes above and beyond other similar products that only use D2 to give you the greatest benefit for the best price. Promote your bones and boost your immune system today to beat the winter blues with Winter Sun for 50% off for a limited time only at InfoWarsStore.com today. So you could take advantage of that stock up on all the Winter Sun you need for the rest of the winter months at a massive discount of 50% off. Go and check it out at InfoWarsStore.com today. We also have huge savings on Survival Shield X2, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, along with the high-quality nascent iodine. Take advantage of incredible savings and experience the power of nascent iodine with Survival Shield X2 from InfoWars Life for 40% off. Derived from ancient sea salts deep beneath the surface, our popular X2 formula is the evolution of our original Survival Shield supplement. Again, massive discount, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com, along with Anthroplex Brain Force. Massive discounts. Take advantage today. Support the survival and growth of this network as we continue to decimate the mainstream media on all their narratives, including the Hollywood sex abuse scandal, which, of course, is back in the news today, as it has been for the past 3 weeks. Now we have Corey Feldman coming out with a video earlier today announcing his plan to expose Hollywood's pedophile network at considerable personal risk. Now, Alex talked about it earlier, but the point to be made here is he's getting criticized for raising money. People say, oh, why didn't he do this 10 years ago? Why didn't he do it 5 years ago? Why is he doing it now? Well, he's doing it now because he's been pressured into doing it by the fallout from the Harvey Weinstein scandal. He hasn't waited this long just so he can cash in. He waited this long because he didn't want to do it, because it's traumatizing, because it's dangerous. He talks in the video about having two trucks run towards him. He talks about his band members quitting his band because they're afraid for their lives. That's why he didn't want to do it for the past, what? When did he go public? 2011? 6 years. Oh, why didn't he do it back then? Why is he doing it now to make money? No, he's not doing it to make money. It needs to be funded. His lawyers need to be funded. The security that protects his family needs to be funded. He's doing it because he's being pressured mainly by our audience. I mean, let's be honest. There was a tweet I put out last week asking if he would name those pedophiles, if he would come on this show to do it. Doesn't look like that's going to happen, but it looks like he's going to do it this way instead. Got like 15,000 retweets. He was bombarded on Twitter. I mean, he was put under a bit of pressure. I feel a bit guilty about it, to be honest, but that's why he's doing this. Not because he's trying to make money. Again, the way people react to some of this, they just immediately insinuate the worst possible motivation out of everything. I don't really think he's got that much to benefit from dragging this up again unless he's really doing it for the right reasons, which is what people have been bombarding him with on Twitter, begging him to do this. Now he says he's going to do it, and then he gets criticized anyway. Oh, you're just making money. I think he's made enough money by now, and I think this is a serious risk if he's actually going to name people, powerful people within the industry, and he says that he knows six right off the bat, one who's very powerful and one that connects up to a Hollywood studio. So he's doing it because he's being bombarded with people begging him to do it for moral reasons. That's why he's doing it. Go and support his fundraiser and stop whining about it. Of course, I know the vast majority of this audience doesn't do that, but that was some of the reaction on Twitter. So it was important to make that distinction. Let's turn to some European news now, of course, where we have ISIS jihadists just flooding back into the continent where, while our governments arrest people for mean comments on the internet. This is out of Breitbart. German mainstream media calls migrant crime area a no-go zone. Oh, well, what do you know? Germany allowed in 2 million migrants, and a couple of years later, they have Islamic no-go areas. Some kind of connection there, I think. A new report claims that migrant youth gangs in the Eberplatz area of Cologne are becoming increasingly violent, leading to some to describe the area as turning into a no-go zone. Get this. Over just the past 9 months, police have been involved in around 3,000 incidents in the area, ranging from simple stop and search to the murder of a 22-year-old African migrant last Saturday evening, which again is because these different migrant groups, they all go to war with each other. It turns into a turf war. You get gangs. That's why it's so bad in Sweden. Now it's happening in Germany just by coincidence after they imported nearly 2 million migrants over the past 2 or 3 years. Well, imagine my shock. Also out of Breitbart, a new study says that more than half of asylum seekers in Italy are mentally ill, prone to aggressive behavior. Well, bring them all in. The majority of third world origin migrants living in Italy suffer from mental disorders, which make them prone to aggressive behavior and psychotic episodes, according to a study by psychologists. Research into the mental health of asylum seekers living in the Padua, northern Italy region found that 54% of those sampled showed obvious symptoms of PTSD. And of course, they blame that on them coming from war zones. The vast majority aren't coming from war zones. They're economic migrants. They're coming to get on welfare. But again, those are the kind of people we're bringing in. Let's see the consequences of that. I don't think it's going to be very good, is it? Now we have it in Germany. No-go areas where women are harassed, gang warfare. Meanwhile, in London, a London council is slammed for censoring objections to controversial mosque. Because again, policing people's speech on the internet is more important than basically our entire society being changed for good and for the worse. Barnet Council has come under fire after deleting hundreds of comments objecting to plans for a mosque in a suburb home to one of Britain's largest Jewish communities. The Grade 2 listed Golders Green Hippodrome was bought earlier this year for £5.25 million by the Centre for Islamic Enlightening. Contradiction in terms, if ever I heard one. A Muslim charity, which announced it plans to use the building to house a mosque and Islamic centre, citing inappropriate comments. Barnet Council announced it had deleted hundreds of objections received in response to a public consultation regarding the application, which closed as Thursday, and also prompted a petition which amassed more than 5,000 signatures. So again, we've got to clamp down on that, on those dissident comments on the internet. That's the most important thing. Meanwhile, in the UK, this is out of BBC, new terror laws would criminalise thought. Watchdog warns. Ministers should not criminalise thought with plans to prosecute people who view extremist content online, the UK's terror watchdog has said. Now, what do they classify as extremist content? Well, we found out a few weeks ago from Home Secretary Amber Rudd, who said that the plan was to increase jail terms for those found guilty to 15 years, not for watching just ISIS propaganda, which, by the way, a ton of people do for perfectly innocent reasons. I mean, I've watched it to write articles about it. But for watching, quote, right-wing extremist propaganda. What does the UK government and some of these councils in the UK consider to be right-wing extremist propaganda? Well, literally, you've had police turn up at schools to interrogate children who go on the UKIP website, which at the time was the third biggest political party in the UK. We've had foster parents have their foster children removed because they were UKIP supporters. That's what they classify in some circles as extremist right-wing propaganda. Now they're talking about a law which would put people in jail for 15 years just for watching that. Of course, if it gets through at all in any kind of format, it's all going to be selectively enforced, but it's about creating the chilling effect. It's about creating that thought in people's minds before they read something, God forbid, controversial or something that goes against the grain. Oh, I better not watch this because it might be illegal to watch it. Remember when CNN said, oh, it's illegal for you to read the WikiLeaks, but we can. It's that kind of attitude. It's to create this sense that you don't have a choice in the matter. And if you do, you're putting yourself at risk. 9 people in the UK every single day are arrested for their internet comments. In fact, you had one, a guy off Twitter last night, Peter Sweden, who doesn't even live in the UK anymore. They went round to his parents' house at 9:30 in the evening, the hate crimes unit, interrogating his parents. Meanwhile, we've got 3,000 jihadists roaming the streets at least. We've got ISIS terrorists being allowed back into the country. Oh, but we still have plenty of resources for the police to paint their fingernails, go on gay pride marches, and interrogate people for what they said on Facebook and Twitter. The UK is not a serious country. That's going to wrap it up for the Alex Jones Show 4th Hour. War Room coming right up. Breaking news at Infowars.com.